one.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
And he caught it with one hand in the end zone. Touchdown, Yeoman!
Finds a seam, dives across. Touchdown, Yeoman!
Cameron Yeoman Football is on the air, live on the ranch. Fighting Yeoman Football is brought to you by Citizens National Bank, Cameron Tire Store, Rattler's Convenience Stores, by Cameron Nursing Center, Texas Land Bank, by Cox AC and Heating, Denio's Furniture, Flooring and Fireplaces, by Little River Materials, Milam Auto Supply, your CarQuest parts store, Mark Burns Label Funeral Home, by Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative, Budget Host Inn and Suites, Capolino Dodd and Krebs, by Smile at the World Orthodontics, Buckhold State Bank, Cameron Branch, The Bling Box and Gypsy Glow Tanning, by Anderley Lumber Company, Ebco Development, Standards Home Health and Hospice, Stanley Lynn Autoplex, your Chrysler Dodge Jeep dealer, and by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, your Central Texas John Deere dealers. Now it's football time.
Well, last week, the Cameron Yeoman won their 18th straight district contest, beating the Marlin Bulldogs at Yost Stadium in the final home game of the year, and in the process clinched their third straight district title, also secured a bye week in the opening week of the 2A Division I playoffs. Good evening from Florence. Rob Reed along with Coach Ed Colley as we kick off our pregame coverage here tonight for the regular season finale. Yeoman got by Marlin last week 24-14 and now trying to beat Florence to lock up a 10-0 regular season headed into the playoffs. So on the pregame show tonight, we'll hear from Coach Rick Rhodes about tonight's game, and we'll also take a look at the playoff picture. We're back in 60 seconds here from Florence, KMIL's continuing coverage of Cameron Yeoman football.
Hi, I'm Jason Donalek from Ebco Development. For more than 25 years, you've been able to find Ebco Development in the phone book. How many other companies are still listed along with us? It's a good question. Check it out and see for yourself. So why take chances? Ebco Development has been there for you since 1984. Quality remodeling, new construction, roofing, and more. That's Ebco Development. Call us first at 254-697-2186. 697-2186.
Everyone loves autumn, but for a lot of people, the best thing about fall is that it's not winter, which means you've got some time to make sure your heating and cooling system is ready. Purchase a reliable, energy-efficient Lennox Home Comfort System from Cox's Heating and AC by November 30th, and you'll get a rebate up to $1,375. To schedule an appointment, call Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. That's Cox's Heating and AC. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good. TACLB009432E.
Cameron Yeoman football continues tonight here on the ranch as the Yeoman enter Florence to meet the Buffaloes. The Buffaloes come in with a season mark of 4-5 and a district record of 2-4. They are tied for fifth place in the district in 13-2A Division I along with Salado and Troy headed into the final game of the year. Buffaloes come into tonight last in team offense, averaging 244 yards a game offensively. A little misleading, Caleb Hardy, quarterback, ranked third best passer in the district. Nearly 1,400 yards in nine games, 13 touchdowns against just two interceptions. We'll get to the Florence offense coming up here in just a minute. But, Coach, we touched on this on our segment on the countdown to kickoff and talked about the mental approach of this game tonight, knowing you've already locked up a playoff bye. Not saying you come in lightly to this game, but you have a different mental approach on this, knowing you've already got a spot in the playoffs locked up, and it's not like a do-or-die situation necessarily tonight. You obviously want to play to win, but it's a little bit different mentally.
Well, you're loose. That's the thing about it is you're not uptight. There shouldn't be a bunch of jumping off sides or going in motion or silly penalties that come when you're all keyed up. But at the same time, the coaches have been working, and I heard him say that, you know, they had good workouts all week. You also want to come in and say, all right, this is your last ball game for the seniors in the regular season, and we got a week off, so let's go in and let's have a good ball game, come out with on a high note, so that when we do take that bye week, you know, we feel good before we get ready for the playoffs.
Well, let's break down their offense first of all here on the pregame show this morning on his radio show. Coach Rick Rhodes talked about the Buffaloes on that side of the ball.
Obviously, you know, as we mentioned, their playmaker is Caleb Hardy, but they've got some very, very good receivers. They're, you know, number two, it plays, returns kicks for them, does a great job for them. You know, he's definitely one of the top receivers in the district. He's somebody that we're going to have to definitely contend with. They've got a big offensive line. Their offensive line probably, you know, averages about 230, 240 across the front. It'll be a big challenge for our defensive front. But the big thing, you know, is if Caleb Hardy is there, we've got to do a good job containing him. We've got to do a good job in the secondary of covering their receivers, and we've got to do a good job of stopping the run with him running the football.
Well, we talked about the numbers of Caleb Hardy just a moment ago. I mean, he does everything in this offense, as Coach Rhodes talked about. He's a leading runner on the football team, as well as throwing for 1,400 yards. He's also the leading rusher with over 500 yards on the ground and six touchdowns there. So you're talking about a guy that accounts for a lot. And when he was knocked out and injured last week, he didn't play much against McGregor, and McGregor's defense shut out the Buffaloes and just kind of had their way with them. Also on some other numbers, Jimmy Struble, you heard Coach talk about him. He wears number two, 35 catches, 565 yards, and eight touchdowns, including a 90-yarder. So he's got some big play potential. And then Matt Mellett, 24 catches for 278 yards and three touchdowns. One of the interesting keys, I think, is when you look at the offensive numbers, kind of a stat guy, Coach, and when you go in and you look at some of those numbers, and Hardy has done a pretty good job of taking care of the football, only two interceptions, but he's going up against one of the most ball-hawking defenses we've seen in a while. The Yeomen pick off lots of passes. They intercepted four last week against Marlin, and so he's got his work cut out for him against this Yeo secondary, who does a fine job of reading offensive schemes.
Well, I think this is probably going to be a better passer than the Marlin quarterback was, which means he's going to be a little more precise throwing clotheslines instead of lobbing the ball out there, because the Marlin quarterback was not a good quarterback as far as finding receivers on his short yardage and everything else. This boy is going to be able to do that. The only thing is, the Cameron Yeoman practice against this attack all the time, and so it's not going to be anything new to them to see this attack. And with him being so far being the rusher, it's a whole lot easier for your linebackers and people to concentrate on one back who's going to be doing all the rushing and then worry about the passing game. So the Cameron Yeoman defense does have an advantage tonight.
Yeah. On the defensive side of the ball, let's talk about that. This is a team that abandoned what they had done all year last week against McGregor to try to slow the Bulldogs' offense down. This morning, Coach Rhodes also talked about the Florence defense.
All the way up until their game last week against McGregor, they had been a 3-4 front, brought a lot of pressure, played a lot of man free. You know, they were either in man free coverage or they were in straight man coverage. And so, you know, that's kind of what we thought coming into the ball game. Then we got the McGregor video, and they were completely, you know, they went to a four-man. They basically went to Marlin's defense and played, you know, four-man, 4-2 front, cover two behind it, you know, completely different than what they had been doing. You know, I think the rationale behind it was that, you know, Marlin played McGregor pretty close, and I think they felt like if they played that defense, maybe they could, you know, slow McGregor down a little bit. But so that's, you know, that's been our big, you know, challenge this week is really we've had to get our kids ready for two different defenses, okay? And in a lot of ways completely different defenses, mm-hmm. because one is more of an attack type of defense, man coverage type, and the other one's kind of a we're going to rush four guys and sit back in his own coverage type of deal. Right. So, you know, honestly, I don't know what they're going to show up in. You know, their JV came over last night and they were in a 3-4 like we thought that they, you know, what they thought were in, but what we thought their varsity was going to be in, but you know, prior to the McGregor game. But you know, they're like a lot of teams that I think they're just trying to find a way to be successful, and you know, I think that's why they switched the defenses. You know, to me, if you kind of use that rationale that Marlin played pretty good against McGregor, well, Marlin played pretty good against us too. Maybe they'll stick with the 4-2.
Yeah. Well, you hear Coach Rhodes talking, and I know the three of us visited after Coach's radio show this morning a little bit about that. And talk about that a little bit, Coach, as far as changing up a scheme. First of all, what does it say to your kids?
Well, first thing it tells your kids is that what we've been doing all this time is not sound, and so we need to go to something else. The second thing it says, and you have this quite often when people start losing, is that let's switch, which gives them the same message. Now, the idea of going to the 4-2, because Marlon played it great against McGregor, Florence doesn't have the Marlon Bulldog front for seven. You know, that's a little different. Who you're playing the defense with makes a lot of difference.
Last week, talking about Marlon, Yeoman come out of that game with a win, but it was a week that the Yeoman were not as sharp on either side of the ball, really. And Coach Rhodes alluded to that a little bit on his post-game interview, if you got a chance to hear that last week. And this morning I asked him about that very subject, to pose the question where his team needed to get a little bit better.
Post-game show, you and I talked, and you said you were happy with what your team accomplished last week, but weren't real happy about the way you did it. Talk about the...
I said that?
I went back and listened specifically to get your quote on that. But talk about the things that you have to do better this week and then moving forward into the playoffs.
You know, honestly, this is, and I'm being honest as I can with you, the thing that we needed to do better is we needed to prepare better. I didn't think, you know, I may have mentioned that in the post-game interview as well, that we didn't, I didn't feel like we, you know, did a great job of preparing last week. You know, we had some kids injured, so new kids were playing positions that they hadn't played and things, and so practice was a little rocky. On top of that, we had a couple kids that missed practice that shouldn't have missed practice. So just, you know, I just wasn't real, real pleased with our preparation. The biggest thing that I felt like we had to improve on coming into this week is we needed to go back and take a look at what got us where we're at, and that's the preparation that we put in during the week. And we had a very good week of preparation this week, a very, very good week. So I feel like, you know, I feel we're way ahead of the ball game from where we were last week. I don't mind telling you, I mean, and I think if you talk to the players, they'll verify it. I told the kids on Thursday afternoon, I said, I'm really nervous. But we haven't prepared well this week. And so I feel a whole lot better this week going into this ball game.
Well, and Coach, as you look back and remember the ball game a week ago, defensively, I know there were some starters out offensively on the line, and so you expected some things there to be a little bit differently. But defensively, I mean, they did step it up at some point, but in the early going, look at the numbers. Marlon did some things offensively. We talked about how good their defensive line was, but offensively they did some things not a lot of people have done this year. They had a runner that ran for nearly 150 yards and a second runner that was in the 90s as far as yardage goes. And that's something this defense just hadn't done this.
Well, I think that goes back, and I'm serious about this, I think that goes back to the preparation that Coach was talking about. If your guys don't prepare for what's going to come, you know, you're kind of saying, yeah, I've heard this all before, and, you know, they got beat last week and all this kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden that bunch comes off and starts hitting you in the mouth and start doing things, I mean, with, you know, really forcefully, and like they did, just knocking us back. It took us a little while to realize that they were serious about that ball game. And when it was 14-14, I think our kids finally woke up.
Yeah.
Said, wait a minute.
Well, 14-14, and then didn't get the kickoff
covered. That's right.
Didn't get the kickoff covered, and that was huge. That brings us back to another big play. And, you know, that game, as it unfolded, Coach, kind of reminded me a little bit of the Wake-O'Connelly game, where the Yeoman were caught off guard a little bit. Hey, we're the number two team in the state. Yeah, you are, and we're here to play you. And you got that kind of feeling a little bit. And then, as Coach alluded to,
And I liked his honesty statement this morning on the show. And he said, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I was nervous about the way we prepared for the week. And talking to him this morning, you always get a good feel during his radio show on how well prepared the Yeomen are. And you look for him to come out here tonight and take care of business.
I do.
All right, let's take another 60-second timeout, and we'll come back. We're about 6 minutes away from the kickoff here tonight in Florence. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman football coverage on KMIL 105.1 The Ranch.
This is Lindy Sanders with Texas Land Bank, your country living lender, wishing the Yeoman best of luck this season. And remember, when you're looking for that perfect place in Yeo Country, give us a call at 254-778-8111 or visit us online at texaslandbank.com. Texas Land Bank. We finance Yeo Country Living.
Cameron Tire Store, your hometown Michelin dealer, offers a wide variety of Michelin tires that you can depend on. Cameron Tire Store provides new Michelin brand tires, wheel alignment, tire repairs, and oil changes, too. Stop in and visit the friendly staff at Cameron Tire Store to find the right Michelin brand tires for your vehicle. Cameron Tire Store, your hometown Michelin dealer, 1407 North Travis in Cameron. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday, 7 to noon.
All right, welcome back into our post pregame show, huh? Jumping already to the postgame show, Coach.
Well, it was a nice game. I hope we won it.
All right, we get ready here for football tonight. And a weird deal. I mean, it's week 10, and a lot of the Central Texas districts is still scrambling and fighting for playoff seeds. And in 13 2A Division I, it's all set. The Yeomen will have the bye. They'll be in the playoffs in Region 4 as the number one seed, so they'll have a bye in the first round of the playoffs. McGregor will go as the 2 seed. They're 5-1, and they come in to tonight's action. They're at Salado, and Lago Vista is at Academy. Lago Vista is the 3 seed, and so it's all set as far as the playoff teams out of this district goes. It's just finishing business up tonight, and the playoffs begin next week. We are about 4 minutes away from kickoff here tonight, and Benton Watson, your Farm Bureau insurance agent, has ponied up. And along with Farm Bureau Insurance, and they purchased a new breakthrough, the tunnel, which they did, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, had kind of begun to wear, and so they have purchased Benton Watson along with Farm Bureau Insurance, putting together a new breakthrough tunnel, and it's a big Yeoman helmet that the Yeoman will come charging out of here in just a couple of minutes. The Buffaloes are already on the field. And we're set for kickoff. Let's take a 60-second timeout. Joe will be along with the play-by-play here from Florence tonight in just a moment. 60 seconds. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Raising a family costs a fortune. There are so many expenses, unexpected as well as expected. We provide the loans and investments you need to help you secure your family's future. We have the know-how, resources, and technology to make the financial side of raising your family a little easier. In times like these, it's good to know you have a strong bank behind you. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks, equal housing lender, all loans subject to credit approval.
It's your land, and this is where you want to spend your time. You need equipment that can keep up, like a John Deere compact tractor from Sioux Falls Prater. At Sioux Falls Prater, our experts can get you outfitted with the right John Deere at the right price. That's a promise we intend to keep. Just as you take pride in your land, we take pride in our equipment. Find the Sioux Falls Prater near you at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
And welcome back to Florence, Texas, as we head down the stretch of the regular season finale here tonight on the road in Florence. The Cameron Yeoman making their way onto the field. The Buffaloes already on the field. They're decked in black pants with purple jerseys and white trim and purple hats. Cameron Yeoman white on white with white hats and maroon trim, as we see them most every week while they're on the road. Here come the Yeoman. And, of course, the national anthem to come, the coin toss.
all coming up shortly. Yo fans, not a big fan area for the Yeoman fans to congregate, but they did fill it to the hilt, didn't they?
Well, I think we also have several folks back home listening to this ball game.
I'm sure we do. The Yeoman uniform's almost glowing out there tonight.
Well, it's under these lights. These lights are some kind of a mercury vapor, and the way they shine down on that field, it sure makes them gleam.
The coin toss is about to happen.
We've got a wind. Now, you know, we've had some winds before, maybe 10 or 15 miles an hour, but this wind's blowing right this minute pretty strong, 15 to 20 to 25 miles an hour, so I don't think it's going to affect the passing game a whole lot, but it may affect the kicking game.
Yeah, it is blowing from the south, and this field lies north and south, so it does blow from our right to left as we face the field from the press box. Our national anthem about to be performed. Maybe not by the band. I'm not sure who's performing the national anthem. But we will take a quick timeout. And be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
The Bling Box, the place to shop for unique and affordable boutique-style clothing, scarves, shoes, accessories, and fun gifts at unbeatable prices. With name brands like Suki Suki Jewelry, Yellow Box Shoes, and Tyler Candles and Glam Wash, shop the Bling Box first for ladies' fashions and unique holiday gifts. Downtown 111 North Central in Cameron. Follow the Bling Box on Facebook for new inventory arriving daily and shop online at theblingboxonline.com.
Determination, teamwork, and commitment. Those are some of the ingredients it takes to succeed in the classroom and in the game. Little River Materials is proud to stand behind our students that make the sacrifice to be the best they can be. Whether it's academics, athletics, band, or FFA, Little River Materials salutes you and the hard work you put into being a yeoman.
Florence Marching Band, and we are about to have tonight's coin toss. Our coin toss is brought to you at Midfield tonight by Marek Burns Laywell Funeral Home in Cameron, serving Central Texas families since 1908. Captains for the Buffaloes tonight will be Caleb Hardy, number 7, number 3, Alex Ramirez, number 32, Ty Eldridge, and number 8, Matthew Mellett. And for the Yeoman, it will be Jason Capriva, Josh Smitherman, Keaton Denio, and Randall Lane.
Well, welcome, Buffalo fans, to Stampede Stadium for the final of contest of this 2012.
And the Cameron Yeoman shaking the hands of the Buffalo captains, backed up across the way by the entire team, and the coin toss again tonight brought to you by Marek Burns Laywell Funeral Home in Cameron. The wind, Coach, will probably play a factor in the decision of the coin toss.
I think it will. even though you might have thought about deferring, you might want to take that wind and get the other, either so you can drive the ball or get the other team in a hole to start the second quarter.
Well, the coin toss looks like the option lies with the Yeoman. They have won the toss, and they will defer. So now the decision will definitely be win-related for the Buffaloes.
Providing the captains get it right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know that they did, Coach. They're going to be going into the wind. The Buffaloes elected to defend the north end zones, so they will be receiving and into the teeth of that 25-mile-per-hour south wind in the first quarter of play. You called that one, didn't you?
I was going to say, sometime from the sideline where the coach is to where the officials are, that message gets all muddled, and evidently it did this time.
So the Cameron Yeoman will have the wind at their back.
And the ball.
No. And the ball in the third quarter.
In the third quarter,
it's a win-win there.
Yeah.
The Buffaloes will again be moving from our right to left, which is from north to south here at Buffalo Stadium. Very nice facility in Florence here, as I think this was constructed 3 or 4 years ago?
No, a little longer than that.
Was it?
Yeah, a little longer than that. Let's see, 2003, I guess.
Oh,
about 8 or 9 years.
Time gets by, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It flies in a hurry.
Back to receive the kickoff for the Buffaloes. Deep is Jimmy Strubel and JoJo Ramirez. And I'm sure they will receive this at some point, because Yvonne will be booting it with a 25-mile-per-hour breeze at his back.
Absolutely.
As this game number 10 of the regular season finale seconds from getting underway. Tonight's first quarter is brought to you by Benton Watson, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Cameron. Call 697-6488 for all of your insurance needs. Yvonne gets the signal, boots it away. It's going to be high, and it's relatively short. It's going to bounce at the 15 over the head of Ramirez. He picks it up at the 5, and he is hammered at the 10-yard line.
Well, that's the first mistake of the ball game. One of the upbacks, not the deep man, but one of the upbacks should have just stopped back and taken that ball, but he ran off and let it hit the ground, bounced over the receiver's head, and the Cameron Yeoman have him in a big hole.
They're going to mark it at the 12-yard line, where the Buffaloes will have it first and 10. So our apologies for that static. I believe that's our field mic.
Is that us? Yeah, is that me?
That's you.
I need to clear myself up a little bit.
Yeah.
Put that thing up in the window, maybe.
The Buffaloes, Caleb Harding at quarterback, will take it from the gun, fumble the snap. He will pick it up, roll to his left, and being chased by Samara Wright and dropped back at the 4-yard line. Edgar Luna also coming up off the pile. He'll get back across the 5 to the 6-yard line, but that is a loss of 6. And it's second down and 16. Well, I would, but there's not a lot of slack on the cords.
Not a good way for the Florence Buffaloes to start this ball game.
Second down and 16. Twins come to the near side for the Buffaloes. One man wide to the left. Hardy will take the snap and hand off to the tailback. Has a seam up across the 10 to the 14-yard line. So a gain of 8 on the second down carry, and it'll be third down and about 8 for the Buffaloes. Coming wide to the near side is Jimmy Strubel and JoJo Ramirez. One man goes wide to the left. I believe that's Matthew Millett. As Hardy goes from the gun, rolls to his left, looking toward Millett, and fires one. It is caught and out of bounds, but short. Well, maybe not. It's right at the first down marker. Well, that was Tyler Salas. Makes the catch. He needed 8, and he got 8, and it'll move the chains. So we saw a little bit of Caleb Hardy's talent there, rolling and throwing on the run.
Six.
And Twins come to the near side for the Buffaloes. One man wide left, hand off the tailback again, right up the middle, and he's got a seam across the 30, fighting for yardage at the 35 and out to the 36-yard line.
That's Ortiz, Joe. This kid's a freshman coming out of the tailback with good running room.
Well, I don't know what happened up front, but there was a gaping hole for Ortiz to go through. Coming near side is Hoisington and Struble. Wide to the left is Salas. Well, how are they saying that?
Must be Salas.
And now it's a illegal procedure against the Buffaloes. We'll back them up 5 yards. It's first and 15. Ball back at the 31 now of the Buffaloes. Beautiful night other than the stiff south wind for football. Not too cool. Very comfortable for the fans. Twins come to the near side for the Buffaloes. First and 15 from the 31-yard line. A pass left side, and that is caught by Salas. No?
Yeah, he's out of bounds.
Yeah, Tyler Salas, and he was out of bounds when he made the catch. And it's second down and 15. Drive started back at the 12-yard line, and on the first play from scrimmage, high snap, and Caleb Hardy was tackled back at the 6. But since then, they've put together a little bit of real estate here. It's second down and 15, though, from the 31-yard line. Twins near side. Salas wide left. Hardy from the gun will drop and rolls to his right, looking, and he is going to be hit and dropped as he throws the ball. Josh Smitherman there, as he barely got the ball away, back at the 20-yard line. It goes incomplete, and it barely got back to the line of scrimmage.
Well, it's a good thing that he is a big, tall, rangy fella, because a lot of quarterbacks would have been thrown for a loss, but he was able to hold his balance and still get the ball away.
Third down and 15 now for the Buffaloes, as again, wide to the near side is Hoisington and Struble. And the handoff to the tailback again, this time nothing going, as will lose yard. And it's fourth down and 16, and the punting unit comes on. The number 3 rated quarterback in the district, Caleb Hardy, he's over 1,400 yards passing, but coach, it's amazing what pressure on the quarterback will do for you.
It certainly will.
In every aspect of the game. In fact, in two of those interceptions last week, pressure on the quarterback caused two of them. Here's a good punt. Nose over, fielded by Tyler Sapp, and he will take it, fake a handoff, and he's up across the 45 to midfield before getting tackled. Tyler caught that like he was catching a pass over his shoulders.
Yes, he did. Punter got the ball, didn't get it up high, and he was able to line drive it into that wind and caught us a little off guard, but Tyler went back and caught it over his shoulder, as you said.
Tyler got up to midfield. Look where they're spotting the ball. They cheated him out of 3 full yards on that spot. Oh, my gosh. They're spotting him at the 47. He clearly got to midfield. First and 10 for the Yeoman, as Capriva drops straight back, looks to his left. Bubble screen to Sims, breaks one tackle and gets two midfield for a gain of 3.
Boy, they had that play diagnosed. I'm going to tell you that now. The corner came flying up as soon as he saw Sims start into the backfield to get the ball. He was after him, but he missed the tackle, and Sims was able to get away for 3 yards.
Ball is dead between the hash marks at midfield. That's about as center of the field as you can get. Sheffield wide near side, Twins, Sims, and Shelton wide right. And the handoff is to Denio up the middle. And he spins down to the 45-yard line.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm just looking down here at Colton Sheffield out here. They have got one-on-one. The man is lined up right on his nose. And as soon as he broke, he's going to get open deep for a touchdown here in a few minutes.
It is third down and call it 2 from the 45-yard line of the Buffaloes. Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. Ball now sitting on the far hash mark, as the near side is the wide side of the field. Capriva from the gun will quick pass right side to That is Phelps, and he's down the sideline, breaks a tackle at the 30, and it's off to the races and hammered and dropped inside the 10-yard line. At the 7 goes Zach Phelps. 38 yards on the catch and run by Zach Phelps.
And into the Mullers Discount Center red zone we go.
I'm telling you what, he turned on the afterburners and left a bunch of folks standing around.
And we'll take it to you.
All right, first and goal for the Yeoman. Twin receivers to both sides. Sims and Shelton to the right. Phelps and Sheffield go left. Capriva drops back. Screen pass out to the nine. At the 5, and he will race into the corner of the end zone, and the Yeoman are up just like that, 6-0.
Well, that didn't take long. The Yeoman go 50 yards in 4 plays. The big play there, the 38-yard Phelps catch and run. And then the Denio catch and run for the touchdown. The Milam Auto CarQuest extra point coming up as Shelton will hold for Michael Ebon. And the kick is up, and it is good. And with 7:25 remaining in the first quarter, the Yeoman have scored on a 50-yard, 4-play drive and lead this one 7-0. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Rattlers Convenience Store is friendly, clean, and Texan. And they're proud to be a part of Central Texas High School football coverage on KMIL 105.1 The Ranch. Cool off with their great line of fountain drinks, ready-made pizzas in their deli, and, of course, everything else you need on the go. Proud to stand behind everything high school football represents. Rattlers Convenience Store, powering you on your way to the games this high school football season. Rattlers Convenience Store, 4th and Travis in Cameron.
Welcome back. Your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. It looks something like this. The Cameron Yeoman took over after forcing the Buffaloes to punt the ball. They took over at their own 47-yard line, actually, and marched 53 yards in four plays. The big play in that drive, the 38-yard catch and spectacular run by Zach Phelps down to the 6. The very next play, a little flare pattern by Keaton Denio takes it in from 6 yards out, and the Yeoman are up 7-0. Your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive, 4 plays, 53 yards.
The way they're covering us right now, it's man for man, and that means that if Keaton Denio comes out of the backfield, a linebacker has got to try to cover him from the inside, and that's not going to work.
Here's a deep kick that's fielded, fumbled at the 1, now picked up 3 yards deep, and he gets back out to about the 5-yard line, and that'll do it.
Having trouble fielding kickoffs.
Yeah, great downfield coverage by the Yeoman, too. And the Buffaloes will begin this drive at their own 6-yard line. Just outside the 5, actually. We'll call it the 6. And the Buffaloes at the line of scrimmage now. They will send Struble and Hoisington wide to the right. That is Salas wide left. And Caleb Hardy will take the snap, and he'll hand off to the tailback, who is hit for a loss inside the 5 at the 4-yard line. That Ortiz again?
Yes, sir.
He had a couple of seams in that opening drive, but the last couple of carries, there have been absolutely nothing there. As Riggs, Lane, and Luna are plugging some holes.
Well, I think early one of the backs was using one of the backs to trap linemen, and we're used to that now.
Struble and Hoisington wide right, and dropping straight back into the end zone. Pumps once, and he is going to be sacked. He barely got back across the goal line. Not sure who wrapped him up.
Randall Lane is there for the tackle.
All right. Randall gets a sack back at the 2. Did he get to the 2?
No.
The 1.
Yeah, it's the 1. And Randall had him in the end zone, but as he kind of got some help from one of his linemen, kind of pushed him back out of the end zone.
It is third down and 14 from the 1 yard line now for the Buffaloes. From the gun, Hardy stands 4 yards deep, takes the snap, he'll hand off right up the middle, and again, absolutely nothing. Got back to the line of scrimmage, and then Luna pushed him back across the line. But it is fourth down and 14 now from the 1 yard line. And again, Coach, they're going to have to punt into the teeth of this 25 mile an hour wind.
Well, they are, and the punter has got to be careful not to touch that back line, because if he's standing on the line when he gets the ball, it's a safety.
Boy, and he is close, isn't he? Working with a little less distance than normal. Here's the snap and a quick kick, end over end, angle to the far side. It's going to hit at the 25 and bounce back toward the 23-yard line. So, and the decision to defend the north end zone in the first quarter was...
So far, it has not been...
It hasn't
well
been a good
advised.
Idea.
No. Of course, the Cameron Yeoman had 10 people up there coming that time, and that's the reason he had to quit. He had to kick it in a real hurry and couldn't get his foot into it.
5:22 left in the first quarter. The Yeoman have a very short field here at the Buffalo 23-yard line to begin this drive. Feltz and Sheffield wide to the near side. Twins go wide right for the Yeoman. Keaton in the slot left as Capriva stands alone in the backfield. And a handoff to Keaton. He will avoid a tackle at the line of scrimmage. Breaks to the outside. He's inside the 10. He scores. Touchdown, Yeoman.
This one's going to come back, Joe. I think the unless it's offsides.
It looked like it was
Lawrence.
Offsides and a free play. We'll wait and see. But I did not see any lineman move. I did see encroachment, but maybe they were drawn off. Offsides, Buffaloes.
Yeah.
The touchdown will stand as Keaton DeNio goes from 23 yards out on the first play of the drive. And the Yeoman are up 13 to nothing. Keaton comes from the slot and takes the handoff, breaks the tackle at the line of scrimmage, and then does some fancy footwork, making it to the outside, and his speed just carries him into the end zone.
Well, they had one more rusher on that side than we had blocker, but he came rushing straight in, and Keaton just dipped inside, and that was the end of that.
The Mono Auto CarQuest extra point for Michael Yvonne is good, and with 5:14 remaining in the first quarter, the Cameron Yeoman are up 14 to nothing. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Milo Motto and Cameron, your CarQuest store, knows that many of us are now finding out that do-it-yourself means do it for less. Relax. At CarQuest, they can help you be a thrifty do-it-yourselfer. They have more than 800,000 items available, plus the expertise to get you started. At Milo Motto, your CarQuest store, they've got the parts and the know-how for you to do it right and do it for less. Great people, great products, great prices. CarQuest Auto Parts at Milo Motto, 4th and Travis in Canton.
And welcome back as the Cameron Yeoman strike quickly. They have run a total of 5 offensive plays and have put 2 scores across. And from 47 out and from 23 out. That's 70 yards of offense total for the Yeoman and 5 plays and 2 touchdowns. The Don's Paint and Body scoring drive there for you. Very short and sweet. 1 play, 23 yards. Keaton DeNio on the run. And the Yeoman are up 14 to nothing. Here's the kick. High and fielded on the run at the 11-yard line. Up to the 20 and out of bounds on the Yeo sidelines at about the 24-yard line. They will mark him out at the 24.
Best field position they've had so far in the game.
To start a drive, no doubt.
Yeah, they've started off inside their 10 twice.
And they have gone backwards in their last couple of possessions.
Well, I think the Yeoman have thrown a little wrinkle at them, because it looks to me like we are switching out of zone, and all of a sudden we're running up and getting right on the receivers, getting on them in a hurry whenever we're going to put pressure on the quarterback.
Struble and Hoisington wide to the right. Salas wide left. Quick pass right side. That is Struble. He's caught it at the 30-yard line and hit and driven back by Zach Riola after the catch. That is a gain of about 6 yards.
That time we were sitting in a zone coverage, see, and they were able to have time to get the ball out and throw it. When you see our guys run right up on that receiver, we're getting ready to put pressure on the quarterback.
Hardy has a running back flank to his right, one man wide of the near side. That is Salas. Twins go wide left. Struble and Hoisington hand off to Ortiz up the middle, and he's got about a yard, maybe two, to the 32-yard line. They need the 34 for a first down.
Ortiz, a long carrier.
Third down and two now for the Buffaloes from their own 32-yard line. Twins wide left. One man to the near side is Salas. Caleb Hardy from the gun. He will roll to his right, option play, and he will pitch it, and the Yeomen are all over it. Samari Wright just buried Hardy at the pitch, and then a host of Yeomen were there for the pitch man, and it's a loss of 2 yards. And it's fourth down, and again, the punting unit comes on. The Yeomen had that option play defended perfectly.
They did.
Tyler Sapps backpedals to receive the punt. Third punt of the night for the Buffaloes. He stands at his 43-yard line. Again, a punt into the wind. Edgar Lewis hit it. Sapp fumbles the punt, and the Buffaloes have recovered at the 43-yard line.
Well, he tried to short hop it. Instead of letting it hit or coming up and catching it, he tried to do like we do in baseball, short hop it, and the ball hit him in the knees and spurted out, and the Buffaloes were all over it. There's a turnover that the Cameron Yeoman do not usually have.
3:16 remaining in the first quarter, and, yeah, that's the first turnover of the night, and it goes in favor of the Buffaloes on the botched punt reception, and it's first and 10 for the Buffaloes at the 43-yard line. Twins go wide to the left, one man to the near side. Hardy will hand off to the tailback. He is hit in the backfield and dropped. A loss, a big loss. Who was the first one getting up off the pile there? That was Randall Lane. Wrapped him up for a 3-yard loss back to the 47-yard line. That's a 4-yard loss. Hoisington and Struble wide to the left. Salas wide right. Hardy on second down and 14 now. As Ramirez goes wing left, and Hardy wants to throw. Screen pass set up. Caught by Struble. He's across the 40-yard line, driving his way to the 35-yard line for a gain of 12, and it'll be third down and 2 now for the Buffaloes.
Boy, you could see that screen coming from up here. It's a little different for those offensive linemen, but all of a sudden they were seeing nothing but purple jersey. They were going to go get Hardy, and he just dropped that little screen on them.
Third down and 2 now for the Buffaloes from the 35-yard line. Salas wide left. Struble and Hoisington near side. Ramirez in the wing, and Hardy didn't want the snap yet. It was an early snap, and he bobbled it, and by that time, the Yeomen were all over him, a big loss of 4 yards, and it's fourth down and 6.
He's hurt. Hardy was injured in the McGregor game, and he's getting up with a limp here at the end of that play. You're right, Joe. He was not ready for that play. He was still looking off to the right when the center snapped the ball to him.
And he is really in pain over here on the sidelines. Punting situation here for the Buffaloes from the 39-yard line. Here's the punt. It is a good one. Sapp will let it bounce once, take it, and he's hit immediately at the 12-yard line. So finally, the Yeoman will get the ball back. 1:04 left in the first quarter. And they'll start this drive from their own 12.
Well, I can tell you this right now. The Buffaloes do not want Mr. Hardy not to be able to come back out and play.
That is for sure. It looked like he was favoring his right leg, maybe.
Well, number eight, Mallett, has also got a cramp.
That's his left leg. I don't know that that was a cramp. Maybe it might have been. He's trying to shake it off. The Yeoman will send trips wide to the right. Sheffield alone wide to the near side. The handoff right up the gut to Denio. Bounces to the outside, and he's across the 30, the 35, the 40. He's to midfield. He could go. Denio is going to the house. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Just 88 yards.
And a flag way back here.
Yeah.
Possibly for celebration.
This one's coming back.
And it's going to come back.
Tripping.
88 yards. Tripping.
Tripping.
And this ump threw the flag after Denio had already crossed the goal line, and there wasn't a purple jersey within 30 yards of where that flag was thrown. They were all on the other end of the field chasing Denio. And I don't know what that official saw, but that's unbelievable. That was as about a late a flag
as
you'll ever see.
What I think he did is I think he saw what happened and was waiting for somebody else to throw the flag, thinking they might have seen it. And when they didn't, then he went and threw the flag. I'm like you. I saw no purple jersey around the man it was called on, so it had to have happened much earlier, and he saw it.
Well, there'll be some eyes on the film on that play. That might have already, that was probably out of the camera view by the time he threw the flag.
Oh, yeah. When he threw the flag, Denio was inside of the 30-yard line.
He was almost at the end zone. They'll back it up after the penalty to the back of the original line of scrimmage, 12-yard line.
From the spot of the foul.
I guess it happened at the 27, and it puts it right back at the original line of scrimmage. And coach, I think the coach wants a timeout.
Well, the Yeomen have taken the timeout.
And Coach Rhodes is going directly to the head ref to see what happened. At any rate, the Yeomen have it first and 10 from their own 12 when we come back, and they lead it 14-0. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
What he's telling him is
the
guy was already inside the 30-yard line on the other end of the field, which is 50 yards away from the play.
Hold on.
By the time he threw the flag.
I think we're still in the air. Okay. I think you're right.
I mean, that's the only explanation is he saw something, waited for some of the other officials to call it, and when they didn't, he threw the flag, but the timing was terrible because it's 50 yards behind the ball carrier.
Yeah, and he's the head ref. He's got a man up on that situation to throw the flag if he saw something.
Yeah, he does. So they run the play again.
Yeah. First and 10 from the 12. We'll redo. The Yeoman will send twins to the near side and right side and to the far side. And another first and 10 situation as Jaywan Anderson is in after Keaton Denio sprinted 88 yards, getting a breather on the sidelines. Has nothing to show for it. Anderson will get the... No, this time Capriva will keep it and get back to the line of scrimmage. Might have got a yard.
Well, that outside backer was coming straight down on him. He didn't have a prayer. That's one time when the defense guessed right.
Second down and 9 after the one-yard gain by Capriva. Sheffield and Austin Christie come wide to the near side. That is Feltz and Shelton wide right. The Buffaloes have everybody within about 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. No safeties at all. Capriva wants to throw. Looking across the middle, got a man, Feltz. He's got it, and he is off to the races. He's across the 50, the 40, the 30. He is putting distance between the Buffaloes. Touchdown, Yeoman. 87 yards.
87
on the catch and run by Zach Feltz. And you just kind of felt that one coming because the Buffaloes had absolutely no body deep.
They just can't do that. They've been trying that. They've been playing two deep safeties and man up front. That time they tried to bring everybody up, and man, did it burn them.
The Milam Auto Carquest extra point coming up. Michael Ebon boots it through, and with the last play of the first quarter, the Cameron Yeoman strike for the third time tonight. This one, an 87-yard strike over the middle from Capriva to Phelps, and the Yeoman are up 21-0. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Nearly all of us have thought about investing, but sometimes we let an old myth discourage us from taking the first step. This is Melanie Sheffield, and I represent the investment firm Edward Jones. One of those old myths is that only the rich invest their money. That's not true. You don't need a fortune to begin investing. All you need is a strategy. Talk to me, Melanie Sheffield, and let Edward Jones help put your money to work for you now. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We didn't take advantage of it. We are back as the Cameron Yeoman strike quickly once again. This one, 88-yard drive in three plays and two touchdowns in that drive, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Keaton Denio with an 88-yard run on the first play from scrimmage, called back for a tripping call. Then Capriva runs for 1 yard and then hits Phelps over the middle for 87 yards. And the Yeoman are up 21-0. Your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive officially. Three plays, 88 yards. And the Yeoman go up 21-0. The Yeoman now will flip sides and face this south breeze in the second quarter. And the kick is high and short. 20-yard line fielded up to the 25 to 30. That is Ramirez, and he will get up to the 33-yard line. And that's where the Buffaloes will put it into play to start this second quarter. Well, the Yeoman are 3-for-3 in their possessions in the first quarter. And from the 33, the Buffaloes will try to go to work with the breeze at their back now.
Well, if they don't give Hardy any more protection than they've been giving him, it won't make any difference where the wind is. The only time he's had a chance to throw is when he has rolled to his right or rolled to his left.
Now, that's not Hardy, Coach. That's Mellett.
Oh, they've got Mellett in there for Hardy.
He has been the whole game, actually.
Mellett is the quarterback?
No, he, yes. Hardy is... He was hurt last week against McGregor. Thought he would start. Coach Rhodes felt like he would start the game, but it's been Matt Mellett running the offense
early. Where you been, man?
I just noticed that we had that wrong, too.
Well, the handoff was up the middle from Mellett to Ortiz, I believe, for about 2 yards to the 36-yard line, where it's 2nd and 8 for the Buffaloes. They'll send twins to the near side, one man wide to the right. Mellett is in the gun, and he'll take the snap and roll to his left and throws on the run and almost caught up around the midfield mark. Tipped and out of the hands of Struble, and it's 3rd down and 8.
That's going to bring up 3rd down at about 7 yards for the Buffaloes.
In the backfield with Mellett.
That only took me a quarter to catch that.
Yeah, it's by Ortiz.
The way. Well, let's don't tell the listening audience that we didn't have it right, okay?
Little late.
I think they changed numbers.
Yeah, that's what it was. Twins near side, one man wide right. Mellett takes the snap, rolls left again, throws no. Now throws one over the middle, and it's caught. Struble makes a great diving catch up around the 48-yard line. And that'll give the Buffaloes a first down. Hardy's number 7. He's dressed out in full pads, but hasn't seen the field yet. Mellett from the gun. Twins to the far side. One man near side. Ramirez in the wing left. Fumble on the snap and dropped on it. Back at the 43-yard line, Mellett will lose 5 yards on that play. And it's 2nd down and 15.
Do you suppose that the fact that the nose guard from Cameron might be causing that center to snap the ball
Might have him a little bit intimidated.
Could have him.
Twins again wide to the right. One man near side as Mellett will take the snap and roll to his right. And he is pressured and sacked. Oh, my. Back at the 39-yard line, I think Samari just took his head off.
Well, he was high load. He was hit from behind, down low, and then Samari came in and hit him from the waist up, and, boy, bent him right over.
Yeah, and he felt that one, trying to shake it off. It is third down and 20 for the Buffaloes. And in just about every possession tonight except one, the Buffaloes have gone backwards offensively. Twins near side, one man wide right. And Mellett will take it, drop straight back, setting up the screen once again, and this one is going to be caught by Struble, but this time the Yeomen were not fooled.
I think that ball's loose.
There was a fumble. They're calling it a fumble,
is.
And the Cameron Yeomen have recovered at the 42-yard line.
Well, you know, that was bizarre looking because Mellett threw, kind of lobbed that ball up into the middle of the line. Struble had to jump like a jump ball to go get it, and then when he came down, he just kind of stood there. And then, of course, the Yeomen manhandled him, and the ball pops out, and the Yeomen have another takeaway. Coming in, the Yeomen were plus 22 in turnover ratio.
Ball is at the 42-yard line. They're 1-1 here tonight, having lost a fumble and gained a fumble. 9:20 remaining in the half. Trips come to the near side for the Yeomen from the Florence 42-yard line. The handoff is up the middle to Denio, and he is spun down after a short gain of about a yard.
I think, now, Coach has the stats in front of him up there, but I believe that fumble that the Yeomen lost is just the second turnover in seven district games.
I believe you're correct.
There was a fumble on the first possession against Salado, and then another one later, but they have really taken care of the ball well.
Trips wide to the left side, one man near side. That is Shelton. As Capriva looking for Shelton on the near side, and it bounces out of his hands, and he can't haul it in.
Well, that ball was on its way. It was a perfect pass. It was on its way, and as soon as Colton turned around, the ball was there.
Shelton was having a chat with the official, claiming he was being held.
Well,
I think he might have been right, but...
Yes. See, they're lined up. See how they're lined up here? All man for man with two deep safeties, and they may be holding.
Second, third down and nine for the Yeomen. Twins both sides. Capriva, draw play. Denio, he's across the 40, the 35. He's inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. For a gain of 12 and a first down for the Yeomen. Capriva goes back with the Statue of Liberty look and then slips it into the gut of Denio. And there was plenty of room to run. Trips line up wide to the left. That's Jalen White along with, is that Jalen? Yeah. Jalen White, Sims, and Sheffield wide left. Shelton alone wide right. First and 10 for the Yeomen from the Buffalo 29-yard line. Capriva hands off again to Denio. Bounces to the outside. Stiff arms. Breaks the tackle. He's inside the 25, the 20, and all the way down to the 16, the 15-yard line.
Into the Malares Discount Center red zone.
14 yards on the carry by Denio.
Well, the thing about it is the original hole was all plugged up. I mean, there were just purple jerseys everywhere. He bounced to the outside. One stiff arm, and he was away to the races.
Trips line up wide to the left. One man near side is Shelton. Ball on the near hash mark. Yeomen fighting this 25-mile-an-hour breeze at their face here in the second quarter. Quick pass right side to White, in and out of his hands. On a little flare pattern out to the left. And White just...
Well, sometimes we try to run before we catch it.
Yes, we do. Second and 10. And I think White had a lot of room to run, too.
I'm telling you, they're going to go to Sheffield here in a minute on a post, and he's going to be wide open.
Twins go to both sides this time as White lines up with Shelton on the near side. Wide side of the field is the Yo sideline side of the field. as Capriva will take the snap on second and 10, flags before the snap.
That's got to go out here on the cornerback on Sheffield, who, Coach, I think he knows what you just said, and he reaches up and pops him in the chest real quick, and that's some yardage for the Yeoman.
Yes. 5 yards down to the 10-yard line, second down and five.
I'm not sure I haven't seen that.
Well, we're not going to have to throw it now, I don't think.
Twins to both sides for the Yeoman as Capriva getting the call from the sideline. Denio flanked to his right in the backfield. Capriva throws over the middle. It is caught. Is it caught?
No.
Incomplete.
He had it, but when he hit the ground, it popped out. Colton Shelton there.
And it's third down and five from the 10.
You know, we've done pretty good with Colton this year, Joe. We hadn't called him Kern one time during football season.
Well, a few years back, it was Roy, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Roy.
Trips go wide left for the Yeoman. Third down and five from the 10. Capriva, flare pass this time out to Denio, right side. He's inside the 10. The 5 breaks a tackle and is brought down from behind at the 1 yard line. First down and goal for the Yeoman after a 9 yard catch and run by Keaton Denio.
Here's the thing about that play is, we swung him out. They had two defensive men sitting here. I mean, he was covered, but they couldn't tackle him.
And with it first and goal at the one, it's all you.
All right, Sims and Shelton go to the right side. Jalen White in the slot left. Sheffield wide left. Denio is the wing left side. Capriva will look right, throw right. Touchdown, Aaron Sims. And the Yeoman tack on six more.
And here's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. The Cameron Yeoman take over at the Buffalo 42-yard line. They go 42 yards in 8 plays. Capped by that 1 yard TD catch by Sam. The Bottom Auto CarQuest extra point coming up. As again, Shelton will hold for Yvonne, and here it is. The kick is good. Looked a little different for some reason. Into that breeze, but the Milam Auto CarQuest extra point is through the uprights. And with 6:47 left in the first half, the Cameron Yeoman up their lead. It's 28-0 over the Buffaloes. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Happy birthday to Denio.
It's the best sale of the year at the Denio's birthday celebration. Unlike other advertised so-called sales, at the Denio's birthday sale, you'll find real savings on name-brand furniture like Lazy Boy recliners, Simmons mattress sets, and much more. With savings up to 75% off. It only happens once a year, and it's happening this Friday and Saturday. The birthday sale at Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Highway 77, 1 mile north of Cameron.
Y'all come to our celebration.
You are listening to Cameron Yeoman football coverage here on the Ranch. Coach, when at what point do you start pulling your starters?
Second half.
One thing you don't want to see in this ball game is an injury.
No, you really don't, but you got to go on and play the football game, and you got to get your work in.
Might even play a drive or two in the third quarter, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yvonne will tee it up into this breeze. And we'll boot it away. This one's a little lower, more of a line drive, and fielded at the 10-yard line. That is Ramirez, and he is hit. Bounces to the near outside and is brought down from behind by Samari Wright at the 34-yard line.
Number 11, Jojo Ramirez, on the return to the line.
So the Buffaloes will start this drive from their own 34-yard line. I'll be interested to know how many yards the Buffaloes have compiled in the first half. Not many, I know.
30
yards. This drive starts from their own 34-yard line.
They're minus 5 rushing.
Wow. They'll send Trips wide to the right side. One man to the near side is Salas. That's a bunch of receivers wide to the right, but the handoff up the middle, and oh, man, he was hammered. That's brought down by, Edgar Luna in the backfield for a loss of three. It's like Edgar is not even being blocked.
Well, he's not.
Obviously.
He's manhandling. If they don't double or triple team him, he's manhandling the center.
Salas wide to the near side. Again, that bunch of receivers lined up kind of in a tight triangle, wide to the right. And Mellett will take the snap and roll to his right on an option. Pitch it, fumble the pitch, scramble for the ball. And looks like Struble will come up with the ball back at the 26-yard line. But the Yeoman again had that option play strung out perfectly. And again, the Buffaloes are going backwards. Back to the 26. They need the 44 for a first down. It's third down. Third and 18. Struble and Hoisington wide to the near side. Salas alone wide to the right. And Mellett will take the snap and roll to his left, looking and wants to throw on the run. Throws one high and out of bounds. Intended for Struble. Sapp was there, but...
Well, we had man-to-man coverage on him underneath, and he had to loft the ball up so much that by the time it came down out of bounds, even Sapp was standing right there.
Fourth down and 18, the punting unit on once again as Struble does the punting for the Buffaloes. Sapp and Feltz back at about their 35-yard line, expecting this one to carry with the wind. Struble, pretty good punter. And he takes the snap, is rushed, and punts an end over end that hits and will be fielded by Sapp at the 37-yard line. Runs over a man up to the 45. That was Salas that Sapp just plowed over.
Challenged him.
And won. And the Yeoman will start this drive from their own 45-yard line. Five minutes remaining in the half. 28-0. Yeoman on top. In command of this one from the get-go. And they'll send Feltz, Christie, and Sheffield wide left. Shelton wide right. And it's still Denio in the backfield with Capriva. First and 10 from the Yeo 45-yard line. 28-0, Yeoman lead it. Now Capriva puts Keaton to his left. And takes the snap and hands off to Denio, who's hit in the backfield, bounces away, and comes to the near sideline, lowers his shoulder, and bangs his way across midfield.
4 yards he picked up after being almost for a four-yard loss.
Number 6, Denio, the ball carrier for the Yeoman.
Ball spotted at midfield near hash mark. Second down and 5.
I hate to mention this, but the offensive lineman cannot get much credit on that play because he was hit in the backfield and ran 8 yards, picked up 4.
For sure. Second down and 5 for the Yeoman. Trips wide left. That is the wide side of the field. Long snap count. And the handoff to Denio again, left side. And he is tripped up from behind after crossing midfield and getting down to about the 47 for a gain of 3, setting up a... third down?
Third and 2.
Down marker. Now they change it. Third down and 2 from the Buffalo 47-yard line.
Well, Florence is sometimes playing their three-man front, then sometimes their four-man front, as Coach was worried about, giving us different looks all here, and the offensive linemen have to make that adjustment.
Trips come near side this time, as Sheffield is alone wide left. And Capriva really working that play clock, and he'll keep it following Denio. He's got the first and down to the 42-yard line, a gain of 5 yards. As he just put his hand on Denio's shoulder and followed him through the left side of that line.
Well, I'm not going to mention it right now, but at the half, remind me, because they're giving us that play. The way they're, when we put Trips one way, the way they're lining up, we can run weak all night long.
Trips again near side as the ball is on the far hash mark. First and 10 from the Buffalo 42-yard line. And option play, and Capriva keeps it again, and he's tripped up after about a 4-yard gain to the 38-yard line. Yeoman keeping it on the ground now, and I'm sure that's a respectful way to keep the scoring down as the clock is ticking down to about 3:20, and the Yeoman are using every ounce of that play clock between plays already.
Well, Florence is now playing their safeties. There's only one safety back there, and he's all by himself.
Twins to both sides, and the handoff again up the middle to Denio. And too much traffic. He couldn't really get going then. He'll still pick up a yard. Got to set up a third down and 4. Ball is at the Buffalo 37-yard line. And again, boy, the defense has just been monsters tonight. Totally shutting down the Buffaloes. Twins again, both sides. Third down and 4. Capriva wants to throw. Looking across the middle. And not sure where that one was going. It was intended for Zach Feltz. And it's fourth down and 4. That stops the clock, the incomplete pass. With 2:26 left, the Yeoman naturally will go for it here. A little bit of confidence in their defense tonight, Coach.
Well, I can understand that. A while ago, I looked down there, and they had minus 5 yards rushing. Florence did.
And I think it's more than that now.
I think so.
Trips come to the near side. Capriva drops straight back looking and now is going to set up a screen pass to Denio. He's got it across the 40, but he won't get the first. He got 4. He needed 5, and the Buffaloes have held.
Pass complete to number 6, Denio. Stopped short by your Buffalo defense of the first down. Buffaloes take over on their own 34-yard line.
Ball spotted at the 33-yard line. 2:12 remaining in the first half. Good crowd on hand for the Yeoman. They filled up the visitor stands and have lined the fences. Nothing. The Yeoman lead it. That wad of receivers coming wide to the near side this time as Salas is alone wide to the right. And Mellett will go from the gun, and he will fake a handoff and keep it around the right side. He is hit by Randall Lane high and Samari Wright low. And a loss of 2 yards.
He doesn't want to run that play. There's nobody to block our outside linebacker, and the defensive end is already playing on the outside shoulder, and there's no place for him to go.
Another negative play for the Buffaloes. They've had a number of minuses.
Well, they're minus 12 yards rushing tonight.
Yeah. Well, the Yeoman whistles here before the play. It didn't look like there was contact. But there wasn't. Oh, I see. There was illegal procedure. Two Yeoman had jumped off across the line but had gotten back. But apparently they were drawn off on an illegal procedure, and that will back up the Buffaloes 5
It was
points.
Both defensive ends, so somebody up there jumped.
Ball just outside the Buffalo 25 now. They need the 43 for a first.
Without Hardy, they just aren't the same offense.
Millett will take the snap. Quick pass right side to Struble, and he is going to be hit and dropped for a loss. Back to the 25-yard line, a loss of a yard. And the Yeoman will call a timeout. It's third down and 18 now for the Buffaloes with a minute 20 remaining in the first half, and the Yeoman will use their second timeout of the first half. We'll take a break with them. 28-0, the Yeoman in command. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
It's the big finish of 2012 going on now at Stanley Lind Autoplex in Cameron. Stop by and take advantage of the best deals and best selections of the year on Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge cars and trucks, including 0% financing on all new 2012 and 2013 vehicles with approved credit through Allied.
Let your neighborhood Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge dealer help you find the perfect car or truck during the big finish of 2012 at Stanley Lind Autoplex in Cameron. See dealer for full details and exclusions.
Back to play as the Yeoman use a second time out of the half to preserve some clock, try to get another score before the half. It's third down and 18 for the Buffaloes from their own 25-yard line as Millett will launch one long downfield. The only man even remotely close was Tyler Sapp. He made a diving effort down at the Yo 40. Couldn't come up with it, and it's fourth down. Not sure where that one was supposed to go, Coach.
Well, I think one of the receivers was probably supposed to break for the middle because he faked that little screen to the outside. But the yeoman had held him up, and so he just stopped, and the ball was just flying down the middle of the field with nobody there.
Struble will punt it away now with Tyler Sapp back at his own 40 to receive the punt. It's a high punt that's going to be fielded at the 33-yard line by Sapp. And he changes directions, gets up to the 40, breaks a tackle, bounces to the outside, picks up a block. He's across midfield. He's down to the 40, the 30. He's inside the 20 and down to the 15, the 10, breaks inside, and he scores.
60 yards. Over the 63 yards.
Wow.
My goodness.
Tyler Sapp. I mean, they had converged on him back at the 40-yard line, and he broke a tackle and changed directions and headed across the way and simply outran everybody. Made one more little razzle-dazzle move at the 10-yard line and takes it to the house for another Cameron Yeoman score. The Milam Auto Carquest extra point coming up. As Shelton will hold for Evon, and it's good. And with 50 seconds remaining in the half, the 63-yard Tyler Sapp punt return puts the Yeoman up 35-0. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
A lifetime of smiles begins at Smile at the World Orthodontics with exceptional individual orthodontic care. Smile at the World Orthodontics provides professional, personalized services in a comfortable, stress-free environment. They offer traditional braces for children, teens, and adults, as well as invisible aligners. Visit smileattheworld.com to schedule your complimentary exam today. Smile at the World Orthodontics. Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, a proud supporter of Central Texas High School football.
Well, here is the Milam Auto Carquest, the Don's Payton body scoring drive. As there was not much to that, a 63-yard punt return by Tyler Sapp for a touchdown. A little razzle-dazzle there by Sapp. You know, he's got some moves, doesn't he?
Well, he does. He used to run in that fake reverse, and he caught the ball and stood there and seeing how they were coming down, and then he just put a couple of moves on and broke to the outside, and by that time there was just a convoy of white jerseys for Cameron over there, and he was home free.
And Evon will tee it up now and boot it high and short, angle to the near side. It's going to be fair caught at the 31-yard line by Millett.
Millett on the fair catch.
And Florence will have the ball again with 50 seconds remaining in the half. They may just take a knee, Coach.
You never know.
Salas would come wide to the near side. It's Hoisington and Struble wide to the right. And they've gotten away from that wad formation that didn't work at all for them. A handoff right side runs into Edgar Luna. And there was nothing there.
Minus one. That's what was there.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a little pushing and shoving going on down there. I'm sure some frustration going on as the Buffaloes will take a timeout. Ortiz on the carry there for a loss of a yard, and we'll take a quick break with them. 35-0, the Yeoman lead this one in Florence seconds before the half. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Not everyone believes in the same way or has the same customs and cultures as everyone else.
Vicki Goza of Marek Burns Label Funeral Home in Cameron talks about individual needs.
We can make everything very personalized. It's not a package A, a package B, or a package C. It's totally about the family and what their needs are.
Marek Burns Label Funeral Home in Cameron, serving Central Texas families since 1908.
And the Buffaloes will take the snap. Millett will fumble it and fall on it back at the 25 and chalk up another negative play, this one of 6 yards. And it's third and long for the Buffaloes. That wasn't a bad snap. Millett just didn't handle it. Third down and 17. And literally the Buffalo offense has just been stifled tonight. You know, the Yeomen have had some pretty dominating defensive games, Coach Rockdale, but this may do it. The Buffaloes will let the time click off, and that'll be the end of the first half as the Cameron Yeomen total domination lead it 35-0. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on 105.1 The Ranch.
Personal injury, truck and automobile accidents, drunk driving. It's a fact. About 3 in every 10 Americans will be involved in alcohol-related traffic accidents at some point in their lives. The attorneys at Capolino, Dodd & Krebs, LLP, want you to know that victims of alcohol-related accidents are entitled by law to compensation. If a drunk driver has injured you or a loved one, visit respectforyou.com. Capolino, Dodd & Krebs, LLP. Never willing to settle for less than you deserve.
Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron is your one-stop headquarters for do-it-yourself projects and really any job around the house. Here's another November deal. An Ace Brand indoor-outdoor 25-foot extension cord. While supplies last, just $12.99. Make sure you're ready for winter with electric, gas, and wood heaters now in stock while supplies last. Don't forget, Anderle Lumber Company is also stocking hardworking Dickies winter wear. Get yours now before they're gone at Anderle Lumber Company, 1300 West 4th Street, U.S. Highway 190 West in Cameron.
Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center is there for your long-term care or acute nursing needs. Extensive rehab services are available at the Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center. Whether your need is a soothing home environment, providing long-term care for you or a loved one, or an intensive therapy department to provide rehabilitation for recovery after an illness, surgery, or injury, they have the professional and dedicated staff ready to meet your needs. Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center, caring for you. Step by step.
It's your home away from home. The Budget Host Inn & Suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn & Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway? Book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn & Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. BudgetHostCameron.com.
This is the Germania Insurance Halftime Report, live from the stadium. Brought to you by Sharon Ruvok, your Germania Insurance agent in Cameron.
Thirty-five to nothing, our score here at the half from Florence. Rob Reed along with Coach Ed Colley as we go to halftime, and the Ojai Band will perform here at the half. We'll take a look at some first half numbers. Brett and Dallas will get us updated on some scores from around Central Texas tonight. And, of course, we'll draw a name in just a few minutes for a $100 gas card. Remember, Coach, we didn't score a touchdown in the third quarter last week. So that $50 gas card at Rattler's Convenience Store rolls over to a 100 bucks.
That's nice.
In gas from Rattler's in the touchdown quarter, and we'll draw that name coming up here in just a few minutes at the half. Total domination by the Yeomen so far in the first half against the Florence Buffaloes, who frankly have looked like a team that's, at the end of the season.
They're
in week 10, right?
Yes.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up here in our halftime show from Florence as the Ojai Band is on the field, the award-winning band with their performance here at the half in Florence where the Cameron Yeomen lead the Florence Buffaloes 35 to nothing. And Yeomen of course, will have a week off next week to prepare for their first playoff game, which will be Thanksgiving weekend against either Marion or somebody else.
That's right.
Still waiting.
Several. Somebody else.
Yeah, it's kind of wide open. It could be
Aransas Pass.
Aransas Pass. It could be Mathis. It could be Odom. A number of teams in the running for that that spot in the playoffs against Marion. And for Yo fans, they'll kind of be pulling for Marion in that first round playoff game, because if it's Marion, it's a lot closer than it is if it's Aransas Pass. Like probably Round Rock or Leander, possibly, if it's Marion. Let's go downstairs and listen in to the band at halftime. We'll be right back.
playing with our fight zone.
Yeoman football impressive in the first half. Yohai marching band impressive here at halftime. It is the Germania halftime report here on the ranch as the Cameron Yeoman lead the Florence Buffaloes at halftime 35-0. We'll take a timeout. This word from Germania Insurance, and then we're right back with our halftime show. This is Cameron Yeoman football, KMIL 105.1 The Ranch.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property, auto, and your family.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Halftime here in Florence. Cameron Yeoman leading the Florence Buffaloes at the half, 35-0. Coach, let's take a look at those first half numbers.
Well, they're a little bit deceiving when it comes to first downs for the Cameron Yeoman. Have 7 first downs, while the Florence Buffaloes have 4. The Cameron Yeoman have 221 yards total offense. Florence, 19. The Cameron Yeoman have rushed for 75. Florence has rushed for minus 15. Cameron Yeoman are 7 of 11 for 146 yards passing and 3 touchdowns, while the Florence Buffaloes are 5 of 10 for 34 yards. Each team has fumbled the ball away once. The penalties, the Cameron Yeoman have 1 for 15, which was a tripping call, and the Florence Buffaloes have had 3 for 5 yards, so it's been a pretty penalty-free ball game. But the dominance of the Cameron Yeoman defense has just been overwhelming. When you hold somebody to 19 total yards and minus 15 rushing in a half, you've been doing a pretty good job.
How do you get 4 first downs doing that?
Well, you have to have some big runs, and then all of a sudden you start going backwards.
It has been a dominating performance as the Yeoman got on the board early after forcing Florence to punt. And that didn't take long. 4 plays, and the Yeoman would lead 7-0 after Denio caught a 6-yard touchdown pass from Jason Capriva. They would force the Buffaloes offense to go 3-and-out again. A couple of really bad starts for Florence offensively on their first 2 possessions. Started at their own 12. The first one started at their own 6 the next time, and that was just due to mishandling the kickoff in their end of the field. At the time, the Yeoman would get it back, and on their second possession, they would score on a 23-yard run by Keaton Denio, and it was 14-0 after the extra point from Yvonne. Florence would go 3-and-out again, and the Yeoman also had to punt on their next possession. There was a punt. The Yeoman fumbled the punt there, and then they forced him to go 3-and-out on 2 straight possessions without touching the football. And that would follow. The Yeoman would come back and score again on their 3rd consecutive drive. And that, even with that, an 88-yard Keaton Denio run was called back on a tripping penalty that was a little iffy, we thought. But two plays later, Zach Feltz hauled in an 87-yard touchdown catch, and the Yeomen led it 21-0. Florence would fumble the ball on their next possession, which started at their own 33-yard line. The Yeomen would force that fumble and would score on the very next possession. This time, an Aaron Sims touchdown catch from Jason Capriva from a yard out, and the Yeomen would lead it 28-0. Another punt for the Buffaloes, and the Yeomen finally stopped as they were turned the ball over on downs on the following possession. And then the Yeomen forced another punt, and this time Tyler Sapp would run it back 63 yards for a touchdown. And that's where we stand at halftime with the Yeomen on top comfortably in this game, 35-0. And as we mentioned, Coach, total dominance by the O defense tonight. And quite frankly, as I said at the top of the halftime show, the Florence Buffaloes look like a team that is in Week 10 with nothing to play for.
Well, and they're missing their starting quarterback, the quarterback who was number three in the district as far as passing, with only two interceptions and over 1,000 yards, or 1,300, I guess it was, is on the sideline. He got hurt last week, and or the week before, and it cost him last week, and it's costing him again tonight. The second-string quarterback is in there. He's thrown for 34 yards, but then he's also been sacked and so far minus 32 on the seven times that he's been caught in the backfield. So they're really not functioning on offense at all. And defensively, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I think after we got up 28-0, Coach decided just to run the football because our receivers are getting open right down the middle. I mean, they're there for whatever you want. And I think he was just trying to run the ball, and they were able to stop us. And then Tyler Sapp went and fouled that all up by earning a punt for 63 yards. So sometimes there's no way to keep from scoring.
Sometimes there's not.
No.
And, well, and it was a lot that same situation for Florence last week, trying to play without their fine senior quarterback, Caleb Hardy, as they were very, very ineffective a week ago against McGregor as well. McGregor won that game 45-0 in much the same way that the Yeomen are manhandling the Buffaloes here tonight as well. 35-0 our score here at the half. We're on the Germania Halftime Report. Yet to come, we will draw a name for a $100 gas card at Rattler's Convenience Store. We'll draw that name coming up here in the half as well before the start of the third quarter. Brent and Dallas with some score updates. We'll take a timeout, a word from Germania Insurance. Sharon Rubach, your agent. And coming back after that, Dallas and Brent will get us caught up on some scores from around Central Texas here as Cameron Yeoman football continues. Halftime score, Cameron 35, Florence nothing. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples. Then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Rubach, representative of Rubach Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
All right, welcome into our halftime edition of our scoreboard here. Brett Eberhardt with Dallas Reed here at the studios. Let's start over at 13-3 Division I. Yeoman out to a big lead over the Florence Buffaloes, 35-0 there. Just a couple of other scores in our district that we have been able to find right now. That would be McGregor and Salado at halftime with the Bulldogs up 35-21 over the Eagles. Also, Marlin, the other Bulldogs, also winning 20-7 over the Troy Trojans tonight.
In 11-2A Division II, number 6-ranked Centerville beating up on the Bruce Valletti Eagles 49-0 at last report. Buffalo putting up 40 points on the board in the first half, beating Riesel 40-26. And the other game at 11-2A Division II, Crawford and Hearn, one of the only really good football games going on tonight as far as scores go, and that's Crawford leading Hearn early 20-14.
14-2A Division II got two scores for you. The 10th-ranked Lexington Eagles beating up Schulenburg 14-0 on the Shorthorns early in that one. Blanco leads Randolph 21-7 at halftime in their game.
In 12-1A Division II, Chilton beating up on Bremon 35-0. And Lovelady up on Normandy 29-14.
Only one other 1A score for you. That is Flatonia and Thrall, where it's Flatonia 10-3 over Thrall in that one.
In 26-3A, it's Cuero with an early lead on the district-leading LaGrange. They're up 14-3 on LaGrange. Yoakum early lead on the Giddings Buffaloes 21-0, trying to hand the Buffaloes their third straight loss. And Smithville early lead on Gonzales 9-0.
8-5A scores. Waco Midway leads 24-16 over Belton. It's Copper's Cove, a 2-touchdown lead on Harker Heights, 14-0 there. And Shoemaker trying to hand Ellison their 20th straight loss. Shoemaker on top, 21-7. And in a game played yesterday, nice shootout between Temple and Killeen. Temple wins by a touchdown, 63-56, the final there.
In 17-3A, Lorena with a big lead on China Spring early, 31-7. La Vega up on Robinson, 35-0. And Connolly, 47-0 on top of West Trojans.
118-3A score between the two teams already headed for the playoffs. Number one ranked Navasota, the Rattlers out to a 38-0 lead over Taylor. The Ducks not putting up any points tonight, and in fact, nobody in 18-3A has put up points on Navasota.
In 11-2A Division I, a district championship matchup between Franklin and Tigg, and it's Franklin up on top 34-28.
Notables on our scoreboard include the Bryan Vikings leading College Park 29-7. It's Waco and Everman tied at 13 at the half, and Mart leads undefeated Boscoville 16-7. Those are a look at our scores again over in 13-2A Division I. Then we'll get you back to the field. It was Cameron 35-0 over Florence, McGregor leading Salado 35-21, and Marlin 20, Troy 7. We're sending it back to the field now.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. 35-0 here in Florence, and the Yeomen and the Yeomen have a week off next week to get ready for their first playoff game. And again, talking to Coach Rick Rhodes this morning, Marion is one of the teams that would play in the bi-district game before the Yeomen, and we're not sure who their opponent will be yet. If it's Marion, possible site locations include Round Rock or possibly Leander, one of those two locations. If it would be the team out of that district, I believe District 16, 2A, with Aransas Pass and Odom. Mathis and Odom and that group, then if it's them, it would be probably a San Antonio area game. And last week when I talked to the coach, he said, you know, a possibility might be the Alamo Dome, but UTSA is playing that following Saturday. They won't have anybody playing in the dome on Friday night that weekend, of course, Thanksgiving weekend. So it'd be another location somewhere in the San Antonio area, more than likely if it's one of those teams down out of the south. So the Yeomen, of course, though, will have a week off, and that's important when you take a look at some of the ankle. You know, that's been the biggest issue. I mean, for the most part, other than a couple of concussions to Vargas and Vrajal last week, they sat out due to those concussions from the game the week before. You take a look back, and the other injuries that the Yeomen have suffered have been ankle injuries. Kylan Harrell, Jonathan Riggs, both have kind of nick those up from week to week, and that's one of those injuries that's really hard to heal up when you're playing on a weekly basis.
Well, yeah, you're out there working on it, working out on it, and then you're playing on it too. And the idea that you could go out maybe in shorts and so forth, still stay in condition, get all the repetitions in you wanted to in recognizing offense and defense, but not being taking licks on that ankle, giving it a chance to mend, is a tremendous asset.
All right, our halftime score here. Cameron Yeoman leading the Florence Buffaloes by a count of 35-0. We'll take a final timeout and wrap things up here on the Germania Halftime Report. Second half is coming up. We'll also draw that name for the $100 gas card from Rattler's Convenience Store here on the Germania Halftime Report. We'll close it up and come right back in 2 minutes.
Germania Insurance Halftime Report. Game nights on KMIL during Cameron Yeoman football. The second half of tonight's game is next.
Hi, I'm Jason Donalek from EBCO Development. Sure, someone working out of the back of their truck can always offer you a cheaper price, but sometimes they're kind of hard to find after the job is done. Remember, EBCO Development has been there for you for more than 25 years, offering quality roofing, remodeling, new construction, and more. Call us first, 254-697-2186. 697-2186.
Everyone loves autumn. But for a lot of people, the best thing about fall is that it's not winter, which means you've got some time to make sure your heating and cooling system is ready. Purchase a reliable, energy-efficient Lennox Home Comfort System from Cox's Heating and AC by November 30th, and you'll get a rebate up to $1,375. To schedule an appointment, call Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. That's Cox's Heating and AC. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good. TACLB009432E.
Nathan Van Noort here with Texas Land Bank. As first and second generation Yeoman, my dad and I follow Yo football every fall. We love a good Yeoman football game and look forward to another winning season in 2012. At Texas Land Bank, we can help you win too with the loan services we provide. If you're in the market to buy a place in the country, it's what we do. Visit us online at texaslandbank.com or call 254-778-8111.
Cameron Tire Store, your hometown Michelin dealer, offers a wide variety of Michelin tires that you can depend on. Cameron Tire Store provides new Michelin brand tires, wheel alignment, tire repairs, and oil changes too. Stop in and visit the friendly staff at Cameron Tire Store to find the right Michelin brand tires for your vehicle. Cameron Tire Store, your hometown Michelin dealer, 1407 North Travis in Cameron. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday, 7 to noon.
All right, welcome back into Florence. Rob Reed, Coach Ed Colley, as the Buffaloes have made their way back out onto the field. And the Yeoman coming out of their brand-new mascot helmet as they break through and we get ready for the start of the second half. Our Rattlers touchdown quarter, the third quarter tonight, and it is Wilmer Green. Wilmer Green. If the Yeoman score a touchdown in the third quarter, you win $100 in gas from Rattler's Convenience Store at 4th and Travis in Cameron. So good luck. The Yeoman score a touchdown in that third quarter, then we'll fix you up with $100 in free gas from Rattler's. Don't forget to join us after football tonight for the Stanley Lynn Autoplex Friday Night Finals. Dallas Reed and Brett Eberhardt will get you all caught up there. And I would remind you, too, if you listen to us on the Internet, and I got a couple of emails this week asking if we had podcasts of the games available, and we do now. I just got those posted this week. So if you want to go back and relive the magic of Yeoman football over the course of the year, the regular season is loaded up on our webpage. Just go to the audio archive section and sports broadcasts, and those ball games are all archived. right there on our website at KMIL.com. Always enjoy hearing from you as well. If you're listening online, we always like to know about that. You can shoot us an email, KMIL at KMIL.com. All right, so both teams getting set. The Yeoman won the toss in the first half and elected to defer, so they'll get the football first to start the second half, already up comfortably 35-0. And again, Coach, we talked about the fact that coming out of this game, you just want to keep everybody healthy, especially given the situation that it's turned into here in the first half. Yeoman scored on all but one possession. They turned it over on downs, came up a little bit short on a fourth down play. Other than that, they have done pretty much everything they've wanted to do offensively tonight.
Well, they have, and the thing you want them to do is go out and play hard. As long as you're in the ball game, play hard, because when you start letting up, you're going to get injuries. So they're going to be playing hard until the others start coming into the game.
All right, Struble kicks it off, and the Yeoman will go left to right here in the half. It's a reverse handoff to Austin Christie on the return. Austin out across the 15, coming to the near side of the 20-yard line, and that's where he gets knocked down. And the Yeoman will start at their own 20 with their first possession of the second half. And again, Wilmer Green is the name we have drawn for the $100 gas card and the Rattlers touchdown quarter here tonight live from Florence. As the Yeoman will start at their own 20-yard line with the ball spotted on the right hash mark, moving left to right here, and we'll be going into that wind here in the third quarter. As Jason Capriva brings the troops back out, and the Yeoman will start with an empty backfield, three receivers right, two men wide to the left side of the field. And out whistles before this play gets underway, and it's a delay of game called against the Yeoman on the first play of the second half. Yeoman used some of that time clock in a huddle on their own sideline before getting out on the field and ran out of time. A delay of game, so the Yeoman back up five and start at their own 15-yard line. Same formation, three men wide right, two to the left side. Capriva out of the gun. And he'll drop back and look to the near side. Quick pass. Nobody there. Ball thrown in between Feltz and Shelton as they ran kind of a cross out there, and the ball thrown between them.
That was a mix-up on the routes there. Somebody misread the route.
So second down from the 15-yard line. Second and 15 as one man comes right. That is Shelton. And three men go to the left side. Sims along with Feltz and Sheffield. Out of the shotgun, now Denio to the right of Jason Capriva from the shotgun. On second down, takes the snap and hands it off. Going to the left side, this time off tackle is Denio, and Keaton will get out across the 20 to the 21, and it sets up a third and about nine. Third quarter tonight brought to you by Logistic Dynamics in Cameron. Jeff Gellner and his staff proud to support Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch. Three men wide right this time, Sims, Feltz, and Shelton. Sheffield alone to the left side. Ball on the left hash mark out of the shotgun. Capriva takes the snap, drops back. Pressure coming, throws it down the near sideline. Sims has it at the 39-yard line. He kind of had to wait on that ball, and he does. Makes the catch for a Yeoman first down. Jojo Ramirez out on the tackle, but the Yeoman pick up enough for the first down, and that will move the chains here on a third down conversion. A third and nine that is completed. Pass to Aaron Sims. Capriva completed passes to seven receivers last week. He sends three men wide left, one man to the right side from the right hash mark. It's a handoff to Denio, coming to the near side across the 45, crosses midfield, still breaking tackles, spins and hurdles a man, and finally goes down at the Florence 25-yard line.
35 yards.
So a big run for Keaton Denio,
which will put him right at over 100 yards.
Picks up a first down as the Yeomen move the chains once again. On the 35-yard run by Denio, he'll get the handoff again. No, it's a keeper on an option read by Capriva as he runs down the sideline, down inside the five, and they'll spot him out down at around the 3-yard line. Fooled everybody on that
22
play.
22 yards on his own.
And the Yeomen have first and goal down at the, we'll call it the 2. Play the drive that started at the 20, and after a delay of game penalty, the Yeomen have moved it nearly 85 yards in 5 plays. 3 men wide left, 1 man to the right side. First and goal for the Yeomen as Denio stands to the right of Capriva. And Jason will pitch it on an option play to Denio, who breaks tackles, still fighting, and he gets down to about the 1-yard line on the carry. Looked like a play that Jason was going to keep. He pitched it at the last minute, and Keaton Denio with another hard run picks up a couple down to the 1-yard line where it is second and goal now. Yeoman leading 35-0, looking to punch another one in here early third quarter. 3 men left, 1 to the right side, and it's a handoff to Denio, and Keaton is going to be slung down.
Well, somebody missed a blocking assignment on the right side because that purple jersey came shooting through there, almost took the handoff. Instead of Keaton getting it, he almost got it.
So it'll be third down and goal after the loss there for the Yeomen. Wilmer Green, the name we have drawn for the $100 gas card. If the Yeomen score the touchdown, Wilmer Green's our winner tonight. 3 men wide left, 1 to the right side on third and goal from the 3. And this is Denio working to the outside. Hits a man, spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Yeomen, and it's 41-0.
Cameron, touchdown.
So with that touchdown, Wilmer Green wins a $100 gas card. And the Yeomen extend their lead on a 3-yard run by Denio. Michael Ebon for the Bonamato Carquest extra point. Shelton to hold it. And the snap is down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. Milamato extra point. And it is Cameron 42, Florence nothing. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
The Bling Box, the place to shop for unique and affordable boutique-style clothing, scarves, shoes, accessories, and fun gifts at unbeatable prices. With name brands like Suki Suki Jewelry, Yellow Box Shoes, and Tyler Candles and Glam Wash, shop the Bling Box first for ladies' fashions and unique holiday gifts. Downtown 111 North Central in Cameron. Follow the Bling Box on Facebook for new inventory arriving daily and shop online at theblingboxonline.com.
Don's Paint Body scoring drive. Yeomen go 80 yards on 8 plays. It ends on a 3-yard Keaton Denio touchdown run with 8:40 remaining in the third quarter. Your Don's Paint Body scoring drive. Remember, Don takes the dents out of accidents. Don's Paint Body specializing in windshield repair. Across from Brookshire Brothers on U.S. Highway 190 West in Cameron. Call Don at 697-2011.
Keaton Denio, 13 carries, 109 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
And not sure what I did with my stats. I think Keaton was getting close to 1,000 yards. Here's the kickoff. It'll be taken at the 24-yard line by Struble, coming to the near side out across the 30, and he'll go out of bounds near the Florence 35-yard line. So the Buffaloes will take over there with 8:33 remaining in the third quarter. as they will send two man wide right, Hoisington and Struble. One man comes to the near side, that is Salas. And Mellett, the quarterback out of the shotgun, will kind of fumble the snap, and then he hands it off to the freshman tailback Ortiz, who is hit right at the line. Edgar Luna and Samari Wright, Michael Gellner, all there to team up on the hit and bring down Ortiz. No gain. It'll be second down from the 35-yard line. 42 to nothing. Yeoman in command here early third quarter as the Buffaloes face a second and 10 at their own 35-yard line. Twins right, one man to the left, and a wing left out of the shotgun. Here's Ortiz with a handoff again. He's hit behind the line. He'll lose a yard this time. Luna in on the tackle once again, and Josh Smitherman, part of the defense there for the Yeoman. It will be a loss of a yard. Call it third and 11 from the Florence 34-yard line.
Right this minute, Rob, it looks like the Cameron defense is on offense, because when the ball snapped, they're 1 yard deep in Florence's backfield on every play.
And the Buffaloes face a third down and 11. Struble and Hoisington go wide right again. Salas, the lone receiver to the near side, out of the gun. Yeoman coming up on those receivers. And now Mellett is looking to scramble, and he's going to be sacked back at the 30-yard line. Edgar Luna getting back there for another sack. And a big loss on the play, and the Buffaloes will have to punt. Three and out once again here on their first possession of the second half. But that Yeoman defense has been up to the task tonight. As Coach mentioned, they've been in the backfield. Well, they were in the backfield on every play of that series. Struble to punt as he picks it up and boots it away from the 20-yard line. End-over-end kick caught by Feltz at the Cameron 35-yard line, and he's brought down immediately by Matt Mellett. And the Yeoman will take over at their own 34-yard line.
Well, Mr. Mellett is tired of being hit, so he went down on the punt and made a hit. But he has taken a lot of licks here tonight.
Yes, he has.
In fact, he's got, I've got 7 or 8 sacks on him tonight.
Not to mention the other plays where he's been hit.
Right.
Twin receivers both sides for the Yeoman as they start from their own 34-yard line. Keaton Denio with a run, bounces to the outside, out across the 40, still on his feet. Finally going to be brought down on the Yeo sideline at about the 42-yard line. And the Yeoman have scored on almost every possession here tonight. As we mentioned, there was one possession offensively that the Yeoman did not score on. And they returned a punt for a touchdown. Spot the ball at the Cameron 40-yard line. Ball on the left hash mark. Call it the 41. And three men are wide right. This is going to be a little counter handoff to Denio. Breaks one tackle out across the 45, across midfield, down the far sideline as he gets inside the 35, down to the 32-yard line. And another big run by Keaton Denio.
37 yards.
And remember, he had an 88-yard run that was wiped out. So the Yeoman move the chains again as they have it at the Florence 32-yard line with two men wide left, two to the right side, and working from the shotgun. Kaprivuk takes the snap, hands it off. This is Denio through a hole in the middle again, and he picks up about 3 down to the 30. And the Yeoman have really just gone to running the football up 42 to nothing. Completed one pass here in the second half, and that was on a 3rd and 9 on their opening possession of the quarter. Third quarter tonight, as we mentioned, brought to you by Jeff Gellner and the staff at Logistic Dynamics in Cameron, proud to support Yeoman football. Second down and 8 from the Florence 30-yard line out of the shotgun again. Here is Denio running left off tackle again. Down to the 25, the 20 inside the Mullers Discount Center red zone once again. And the Yeoman knocking on the door again here in the third quarter.
Another 12 yards.
Keaton Denio having a big night tonight, running the football.
Well, the thing about it, running the football is also running the clock.
Yes. And the Yeoman are controlling that clock. We're already down inside of 5 minutes to go here in the third. First and 10 from the 19-yard line. Out of the gun again, Capriva. A little draw play to Denio, and Keaton will sneak his way down to about the 18. So only a couple on that pickup. But again, controlling the clock, that opening drive of the half, an eight-play drive that ate up 3.5 minutes, covered 80 yards. Second down from the 18-yard line. Here's another handoff to Denio running left, and he'll be dragged down from behind on this play. It'll set up a third down for the Yeoman on this possession, which started back at the 34-yard line. 42-0, Yeoman lead it. We are at the three-minute mark of the third quarter. Yeoman led 35-0 at the half. And 1-for-1 on their opening drive of the quarter. Threatening inside the red zone once again, going into the wind. It's third down and 7 from the 16-yard line. Two men right, three receivers left for Capriva out of the shotgun. Jason takes the snap, counter handoff to Denio, coming to the right side from the wing, and he is just battling and fighting his way down to the 10-yard line, where it's going to bring up a fourth down. He needed 7 yards and got about 5. Very tough 5-yard pickup for Denio. And that will set up a fourth down here. Call it fourth and about 2.
Denio's getting a rest.
Yeah.
Jaywan Anderson comes in.
Well-deserved rest. He has been the workhorse with the bulk of the work here in the second half. 2:19 remaining third quarter. Yeoman up 42-0. Anderson in the backfield stands to the right of Jason Capriva. Sims and Shelton wide right. Feltz and Sheffield to the left. Looking over the middle, that ball is caught for a first down. And that is Aaron Sims on the catch. That will set up the Yeoman with a first and goal down at the 6-yard line on the catch by Aaron Sims. So first and goal for the Yeoman, already leading at 42-0. And now twin receivers to both sides of the field. On a first and goal play, Jaywan Anderson still the running back. And it's another quick pass. Aaron Sims out to the left. He grabs it and then cuts back to the inside and will be short of the goal line. Down at around the 1-yard line.
Aaron Sims stopped just shy of the goal line. Brings up second down for the Yeoman.
So a second and goal from inside the 1-yard line. This time Capriva sends three men to the right side, one man wide left. Anderson, the running back, to his left. Nearing the 1-minute mark, Jason drops back, throws over the middle. That ball is caught. Yes. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Sheffield.
Colton Sheffield with the TD. And the Yeoman go up 48-0. A 9-play drive that covers 66 yards. And it ends on the 1-yard touchdown throw. With a 1:05 remaining here in the third quarter. As Yvonne is on for the Minamoto CarQuest extra point. Colton Shelton to hold it. Snap is down. The kick is up. And it's all good. 49-0, our new score with a minute 5 remaining in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
It's your land, and this is where you want to spend your time. You need equipment that can keep up, like a John Deere compact tractor from Sioux Falls Prater. At Sioux Falls Prater, our experts can get you outfitted with the right John Deere at the right price. That's a promise we intend to keep. Just as you take pride in your land, we take pride in our equipment. Find the Sioux Falls Prater near you at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Up, they won't.
Scoring Drive brought to you by Don's Paint and Body. More than 20 years of body experience. Also specializing in windshield repair and replacement. Don takes the dents out of accidents. Call him at 697-2011. Yeoman goes 66 yards on 9 plays. Keaton Denial with a 37-yard run on that drive. And it ends on a 1-yard touchdown pass. Jason Capriba to Colton Shuffield. Extra point is good, and the Yeomen lead it 49-0 with 1:05 remaining in the third quarter as Yvonne gets set to kick off for the Yeomen. And Mellett is back deep, standing at his own 15-yard line. Here is the kick. This one is a high kick into the wind. And Mellett will catch it on the run at the 25 and go down hard at around the 31. So Mellett with the return, and he'll run the offense here as the Buffaloes have it with a minute to play in the third quarter. And the Cameron Yeoman leading it 49-0. As the Buffaloes will come out for just their second possession of the quarter. As they went 3 and out on their only other possession of the half and went backwards on that. Actually lost about 5 yards on that drive. Mellett out of the gun, and he's going to hand it off to his tailback, who goes down after about a yard gain on the carry. Chavez on the carry that time for the Buffaloes. Chris Chavez, a senior. For the most part, it's been the freshman running back, Fernando Ortiz, getting most of the work out of the backfield there. But Chavez in at tailback now. And now they'll check JoJo Ramirez, a sophomore, into the lineup. Second down and 9. And I believe that is going to be the end of the quarter. It will be. We'll go to the fourth quarter. It's all Cameron Yeoman tonight. 49-0 is our score as we go to the fourth. This is Cameron Yeoman Football. We're back in 60 seconds.
Determination, teamwork, and commitment. Those are some of the ingredients it takes to succeed in the classroom and in the game. Little River Materials is proud to stand behind our students that make the sacrifice to be the best they can be. Whether it's academics, athletics, band, or FFA, Little River Materials salutes you and the hard work you put into being a Yeoman.
Rattler's Convenience Store is friendly, clean, and Texan. And they're proud to be a part of Central Texas High School football coverage on KMIL 105.1 The Ranch. Cool off with their great line of fountain drinks, ready-made pizzas in their deli, and, of course, everything else you need on the go. Proud to stand behind everything high school football represents. Rattler's Convenience Store, powering you on your way to the games this high school football season. Rattler's Convenience Store, 4th and Travis in Cameron.
Yeah. Welcome back as we get underway here in the fourth quarter. The Yeoman totally dominating this from the opening kickoff, lead at 49-0. It is 2nd and 9 for the Buffaloes from their own 33-yard line. Quick pass left side to Strubel, and he is hit out of bounds after crossing the 35 up to the 36. And that's a positive play, Coach, and that's they've probably had more negative plays plays here tonight. But that one goes for about 3 yards, and it sets down a 3rd down and 6 now for the Buffaloes from their own 36-yard line.
They haven't had time to throw anything but the short passes.
Twins go wide to the left as Millett will roll to his right and fires one on target but can't come up with it. The receiver, Salas, up around the 44-yard line as he was diving out of bounds making that effort. Would have been a good enough for a first down, but it's off his hands. And it's fourth down and six, and the punting unit comes on. And not only are the Buffaloes down by 49, but they're facing the wind in the fourth quarter.
We have a new person back deep with Sapp.
Yeah, Jalen White.
Jalen White
is back with Sapp to receive the punt. And the high snap, Struble hauls it in and makes a low kick that will hit at the 45 and roll down to the 35-yard line. Struble does a fantastic job of hitting that ball on his foot just right. He does a line drive, nose into the wind punt, and he does it on two quick steps. And that time, maybe one step because they were a big rush.
They were closing in on him.
Ball at the 35 for the Yeoman, first and 10.
I'm anticipating seeing some subs come into the ball game at about this time, Joe.
Yeoman lead it 49 to nothing. And they have put the brakes on, believe it or not.
I believe we have the second unit coming in on offense.
Brandon Vargas is back in. That's good to see. We've got Nick Burris at left guard.
Leibi is the quarterback.
Leibi is the quarterback, and A.J. Harwell is the center. Leibi takes the snap. He'll hand off to Jaywan Anderson up the middle. Jaywan is up across the 40 to the 43 and then bent backwards after an 8-yard run at up to the 43-yard line.
Number 17, the ball carrier for the Yeoman.
They better watch Jaywan because he's got some speed. He's liable to break one here.
Tyler Sapp is a wide receiver to the near side along with two others. And Leibi will take the snap and he will hand off to Jaywan up the middle. He gets across the 45 and keeps fighting all the way up to the 49-yard line. And he picked up about 3 yards on second and third effort. And it's first and 10 for the Yeoman from their own 49-yard line. Yeoman have really put the brakes on, throwing passes only on long third down situations and then, of course, on the short touchdown pass. But
well, they're trying to run as much clock as they can.
Yeah, they're using the play clock, getting that time off the game clock. Leibi will hand off to Jaywan Anderson again. He's in the secondary down the far sideline across the 40 and out of bounds at the 36-yard line, and then a little extracurricular activity and a flag comes in. Not sure who that's going to be on. I think it may be on us.
I certainly would hope not, because the only one it could be on would be the ball carrier.
And I think that's what it'll be. And they're going to mark it back.
And the ball carrier is going to the sideline.
That'll
which
bring
is only right.
Well, mark it back to the 48-yard line of the Buffaloes after the personal foul.
Yep, from the spot.
And they've got Zach Riola in at tailback now. As the Yeoman are
what
getting
is Zach's number?
18. Getting a lot of new faces in. Creating depth, right?
Yes.
Leibi is in at quarterback. Trips come to the near side for the Yeoman. And the handoff will be to Zach Riola coming near side. He's inside the 40, down the sideline, inside the 30, the 20. It's a foot race, the 10, 5, and he's out of bounds at the 2-yard line.
From the 48, that's going to be 46 yards. 18,
ball carrier Zach Riola for the Yeoman. Run out of bounds by number 28, Randy Koenig.
And it's first and goal for the Yeoman. The second string
Yeoman.
As are you down there yet?
Yeah.
You got it.
Okay. All right, Labai with three men to the right side. And it's a direct snap to Raiola, who bangs his way in. Touchdown, Yeoman.
And the Yeoman go up 56-0. And, Coach, that's with putting the brakes on.
We haven't kicked the extra points yet, but you're right. It's 55.
55, yeah. Well, it's automatic, right?
Well, you know, there's not much you can do. You've got your backups in the ball game. You're doing nothing but running the football, and you cannot expect them to do anything except put forth their best effort. And so you can't do much about this.
Here's the Milam Auto CarQuest extra point as Shelton will hold for Michael Yvonne, who boots it through, and Yvonne has been perfect on the night. 8 for 8 from the point after, and the Yeoman go up 56-0 with 8:44 left in the game. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
When you need to find a bar at a price that's right, that red and blue sign is just within sight. Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Milam Auto in Cameron is your CarQuest store. They've got the parts and the know-how for you to do it yourself and do it for less. Milam Auto, 4th and Travis in Cameron.
When you want some help from a fellow car lover, it's all in one place, as you'll discover. Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Here's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive, and we have worn that phrase out tonight. Yeah, the Cameron Yeoman take over at their own 35-yard line. It only took them four plays to go 65 yards. The big play there, a Zach Raiola run from the 46 down to the 2-yard line. And then he gets the call for the icing on the cake, puts it in from 2 yards out. The extra point was good, and the Yeoman are up 56-0. As good as we look offensively, we look just as good defensively tonight. Across the board, it's been a complete ball game for the Cameron Yeoman. Yvonne will boot it away with that breeze at his back, high and deep. Fielded, fumbled in the end zone, picked up 2 yards deep, coming out and hit and dropped inside the 5-yard line.
Actually, he didn't have to bring that ball out of the end zone. The impetus from the kick put it in there, but he picked it up, and instead of kneeling down, he tried to bring it out, and he was swarmed on by all those white jerseys.
Well, I did have his name, but now
returning
I can't
kickoffs
find it.
Has not been good for them tonight.
No, it hasn't. Good downfield coverage by the Yeoman, too, and the ball is spotted at the 2-yard line, where it is 1st and 10 for the Buffaloes. 8:24 remaining.
And they're letting the clock run, Joe. I thought they might do that. They're not even stopping the clock. They're just going to let it run for the rest of the ball game.
The Yeoman getting some substitutions in, and there was some confusion, so the Yeoman will call a timeout. All kinds of confusion, and you know, when you're trying to get as many faces in the game as possible, you see that sometimes, but I think they were short of man.
Well, what happens is your second team defense a lot of times is your first team, some of your first team offense, and so when you holler second team and you look up, here goes some of your first guys in there, and you're saying, no. So you're reaching around and grabbing a third string guy to get him in, and not everybody knows who's going in at the same time.
Well, it was actually a first-team guy that they were looking
problem.
For.
Yeah, they were looking for Luna.
Yeah, they were looking for Luna. So they were looking for one of the first-team guys to be in there. And now they seem to have got the right personnel out there.
Yeah, we
there.
Need all those clean white shirts out there. Don't need any dirty ones.
That's right. But there are still.
Well, there's Samari Wright still in the game. And the snap, direct snap to Millett, and he is up across the 5 to the 7-yard line. That's one of the better plays of the night. He picks up 4 yards.
It will be his first positive yards for the night. Up until then, he had 11, minus 35 on 8 carries.
Second down and 6. As Millett sends trips wide to the near side, and he will keep it again right up the middle, and he spins across the 10 to the 11-yard line, and it's going to be 3rd and 1. Or maybe 1st and 10. They'll move the chains. A very rare first down.
Their 4th one of the ball game, 1st in the second half.
Of course, that entire line is new defensively for the Yeoman. They got Brandon Vargas, Nick Burris.
Yeah, Denzel Haynes really the only regular that's in there right now.
And then Samari Wright at linebacker, Jonathan McInaldi the other linebacker. And this time Millett will keep it again, and that is Struble at quarterback. And he is up across the 20. I didn't think that was. I think that was Struble the whole time. And he gets up across the 20 to the 25-yard line, and that's another first down.
A couple of first downs that were made by number one for the Yeoman.
Yeah, Struble in at quarterback this series, and he'll send twins to both sides, but it's just Struble taking the snap and running the ball, right running it left. He'll take the snap, and he's going to run it left this time. And he is going to be caged up at the 27-yard line for a gain of a couple.
Is it me, or have there been almost no penalties tonight?
Very few penalties.
They had 3 in the first half. We had 1. And other than the unsportsmanlike conduct over there, that's the only penalty in the ballgame.
Wow. Yeah, the tripping call and the personal foul.
They were both big penalties.
Yes, they were.
Struble at quarterback. And this time he fumbles the snap, rolls to his right all the way back to the 15, comes back to the 20, and he's going to be hit out of bounds at about the line of scrimmage. He did a lot of running then for no gain.
And I'm going to tell you, he's probably one of their better athletes. I can tell that from just watching him catch the ball and playing out here on the field.
He lost a yard. It's 3rd down and 8. And there are a lot of new faces all over the place for the Yeoman. 3rd and 8, and Struble will keep it right up the middle. And he is down at the 32-yard line. It's 4th down and 4. 4th down and 3. I didn't see who hit him low, but Nick Burris came in and tagged him high. Down and 3 for the Buffaloes, and they will punt it away as Struble is now Mr. Everything. Is back to receive the snap, and he's going to fake it and run it, and now he punts it. Wow, that was kind of different, wasn't it? And it rolls all the way inside the 40 down to the 35-yard line. Well, he ran it up into traffic and then punted it.
Yeah, he did.
4:32 remaining in the game.
It'll be interesting to see what Coach decides to do here. He could go ahead and let his second team run the ball, but last time when we did that, they went and scored. Or he may have them. I don't know what they'll do here.
Well, he rolled the clock, but the clock's not rolling.
Well, it is now. Yeah, they've been trying to run it this whole fourth quarter.
And the Yeoman offense on the field, 56-0. And the Buffaloes have yet to even come close to threatening against the Yeoman defense. Twins to both sides, Lyby will hand off up the middle to Anderson, and he is hit for a loss of a yard.
Number 17, the ball carrier for the Yeoman, met in the backfield by number 72, Christian Gomez. And number 54.
Second down and 11.
Loss of a yard in the play. That'll bring the ball back to the Cameron 34-yard line. Second down for
And the Yo Faithful fans have stayed the distance, haven't they?
Stay there. Still in the stands. We've had probably more people turn the radio off than we have had to leave the stadium.
I'm sure. Live-by will take the snap, make a pass, break it, hand it to Anderson, who breaks the tackle, now changes directions, and he's going to pick up some running room. He's down the far sideline and slips and then gets back up and gets all the way to the 43-yard line. That is going to be a gain of 9. He needed 11, and it's going to be 3rd and 2.
That's what speed will do.
Yeah.
Speed and fresh legs against a leg-weary bunch of guys on defense.
Trips will come to the near side as Lie-By will look at the play clock. What is it, 15? 2.5 minutes remaining in the game. And waiting for that play clock to tick down. Now it's at 5, and he takes the snap and hands off to Anderson again. Anderson is across the 45 and up to about midfield. That's a gain of 7. And it will be a 1st and 10 for the Yeoman.
And number 43, Dakota Dobbs.
Give him 6, and it's spotted at the 49. Now they move it to midfield. Okay. The spotting has been a little erratic tonight. 1st and 10 from midfield.
First down for the Yeoman. Ball spotted just shy of midfield.
And again, the play clock ticking down to about 5. Lie-By will take the snap, and he will hand off to Anderson, who bounces outside, runs over a man, and is down after about a 4-yard pickup to the 46.
Number 17, the ball carrier for the Yeoman. Tackle made by number 11, Joe Rivera.
Down to 1:35 and ticking. And the Yeoman are going to just be able to run this clock out.
Ball's going to be spotted just inside Lawrence territory. Ball's on the 46-yard line.
Second down and 6.
Second down.
And again, the play clock ticking down to 15. We've got 10 seconds before this play gets snapped, and we'll be right at the 1-minute mark when this play gets underway. This time, 2 backs in the backfield, and the Yeoman will just take a knee. That is Dylan Raiola, who will get some action at quarterback. He will take a knee. The ceremonial victory formation. And we're down to 40 seconds.
Out those awesome Lawrence High School.
And they're going to start the clock, and we'll have to take one more knee here. Again, Dylan Raiola taking the snap for the knee down. And here is the snap and the knee, and that'll do it. The Cameron Yeoman totally dominate tonight. Probably the most dominating game of the year as they defeat the Florence Buffaloes 56-0. We'll have our post-game show visit with Coach Rick Rhodes. We'll take a look at some stats and some highlights and pick our MVP all on the post-game show coming up. Don't forget, following our broadcast here in Florence tonight, it's the Week 11 edition of Friday Night Finals. The Stanley Lynn Autoplex Friday Night Finals coming your way until midnight tonight on 105.1 The Ranch. Again, our final here from Florence, 56-0. The Yeoman win it. We're back with our post-game show in 2 minutes.
Federal tax-free municipal bonds, corporate bonds, government bonds, what's right for you? Some bonds offer relatively attractive yields, while other bonds offer income that can be federal income and often state and local tax-free. If you'd like more information about all types of bonds, see me, Melanie Sheffield, your local Edward Jones investment representative at 315 South Houston here in Cameron. Member SIPC.
Happy birthday to Denio's.
It's the best sale of the year at the Denio's birthday celebration. Unlike other advertised so-called sales, at the Denio's birthday sale, you'll find real savings on name-brand furniture like Lazy Boy recliners, Simmons mattress sets, and much more. With savings up to 75% off. It only happens once a year, and it's happening this Friday and Saturday. The birthday sale at Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Highway 77, 1 mile north of Cameron.
Y'all come to our celebration.
It's the big finish of 2012 going on now at Stanley Lind Autoplex in Cameron. Stop by and take advantage of the best deals and best selections of the year on Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge cars and trucks, including 0% financing on all new 2012 and 2013 vehicles with approved credit through Allied. Let your neighborhood Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge dealer help you find the perfect car or truck during the big finish of 2012 at Stanley Lind Autoplex in Cameron. See dealer for full details and exclusions.
A lifetime of smiles begins at Smile at the World Orthodontics with exceptional individual orthodontic care. Smile at the World Orthodontics provides professional, personalized services in a comfortable, stress-free environment. They offer traditional braces for children, teens, and adults, as well as invisible aligners. Visit smileattheworld.com to schedule your complimentary exam today. Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, a proud supporter of Central Texas High School football.
All right, we are back in Florence as the Cameron Yeoman defeat the Florence Bulldogs 56-0. Coach, this was just total domination from the opening kickoff.
Well, it really was, Joe. The Cameron Yeoman came in playing loose and had everything going their way, had the district championship wrapped up, had a playoff position wrapped up, and they played just as loose as a goose out there and didn't have very many penalties, only one turnover on a punt, and then the defense was just stifling. I've never seen a defense just totally handle everything that was thrown at him. It looked like right off the bat, Florence came out and got two first downs. They ended up with three for the half and five for the game, and those three of those came against two of those in the second half were against the substitute. So it looked like the defense had just decided to destroy the Florence offensive line, and they did that.
Well, let's see. Is the robber down there with Coach yet? I don't see
him. Yeah,
right
here.
There he is. Okay, yeah.
All right. Congratulations, Coach. Big win for you. We talked about your preparation this morning, and your football team came out ready to handle it tonight.
Yeah, I was really proud of the way they handled all week long and the job they did. I mean, I was very, very proud of our kids tonight. Very, very proud of our kids.
All right. You needed this, and then of course the week off to get ready for the postseason, and obviously we don't know anything about that at this point. But you got a week off to get ready for the playoffs.
And that's the big thing. I wanted to end district on a good note with our kids feeling good about the way we were playing. And I think we were able to do that tonight. I think we accomplished that goal. So it'd be good. We'll have a week off. We'll give us, a week to prepare for who we're going to play for, give some of our guys a chance to get well, and we'll hopefully we can make a good showing in the playoffs.
All right. Enjoy this one, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Rob.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, we'll take another break and be back with stats from tonight's game, and there are a lot of them on the visitor side anyway. Our final 56-0, the Yeoman win it. We're back with more on our post-game show after this.
Vicki Goza of Mark Burns Lowell Funeral Home talks about the celebration of life.
Let's remember that loved one, their life, about the way they lived and what they embraced. Funerals are really about life. Our attitude is we need to remember this person by celebrating the life that they lived.
Call Mark Burns Lowell Funeral Home anytime. Serving Central Texas families since 1908. 254-697-3661.
Personal injury, truck and automobile accidents, drunk driving. It's a fact. About 3 in every 10 Americans will be involved in alcohol-related traffic accidents at some point in their lives. The attorneys at Capolino, Dodd & Krebs, LLP, want you to know that victims of alcohol-related accidents are entitled by law to compensation. If a drunk driver has injured you or a loved one, visit respectforyou.com. Capolino, Dodd & Krebs, LLP. never willing to settle for less than you deserve.
Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron is gearing up for winter with a great supply of heaters now in stock while supplies last. Electric, gas, and wood heaters, along with a full line of Dickies winter wear. Plus, during November while supplies last, pick up Ace Brand Jersey gloves. Great for any job. They're just $1.49. Time to get those gloves. You never know when you're going to need them. Get yours at Anderle Lumber Company, 1300 West 4th Street in Cameron, U.S. Highway 190.
Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center is there for your long-term care or acute nursing needs. Extensive rehab services are available at the Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center. Whether your need is a soothing home environment providing long-term care for you or a loved one, or an intensive therapy department to provide rehabilitation for recovery after an illness, surgery, or injury, they have the professional and dedicated staff ready to meet your needs. Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center, caring for you. Step by step.
Back in Florence as the Cameron Yeoman dominate the Florence Buffaloes 56-0. Yeoman record their second shutout of the season and cruise to this 10th win of the season. Only 12 teams in the history of Yeo High School have gone perfect in the regular season, and a lot of these seniors have been on two of those 12 teams, the 2010 team and this team here, the 2010 team and this team here in 2012. Let's take a look at some of the final stats for the night.
Well, for the Cameron Yeoman, they had 16 first downs to Florence's 5. Total offense, Cameron Yeoman 453 yards to 42 for Florence. Rushing yards, 279 for Cameron, 6 for Florence. Passing, Cameron Yeoman were 11 of 16 with no interceptions for 174 yards and 4 touchdowns. The Buffaloes were 6 of 12 with no interceptions for just 36 yards. Each team had a fumble. The Cameron, we mentioned the few penalties. The Cameron Yeoman had 3 penalties for 35 yards, while the Florence Buffaloes had 3 penalties for 15 yards. But the Cameron defense was just stifling. They came out in the third quarter and just suddenly established the line of scrimmage in the backfield of the Buffaloes and just completely shut them down. Of course, they were trying to go without their number one quarterback with their second week in a row, and it was quite evident because the passing game was not there, 36 yards on 6 completions. And so the Cameron Yeoman just totally dominate the game, 453 total yards to 42.
Well, Coach, I notice you, you almost can't find a word to describe the dominant defense here tonight. And, you know, I think one of the other important things, Coach mentioned it in our post game, nobody got hurt. Able to keep everybody healthy, the off week coming up and in good shape. All right, let's see. We've got some highlights to do. Let's take a 60-second timeout, and we'll come back and recap the scoring. Take a look at tonight's highlights, too. Final 56-0 as the post-game show wrap-up continues in 60 seconds.
It's your home away from home. The Budget Host Inn & Suites. Cable TV with flat-screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn & Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway? Book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn & Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. Budget Host CameronCameron.com.
With more than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch, that's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their 3 locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank in Buchholz. Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
Final score tonight, Cameron Yeoman win their
final regular season game with a 56-0 win over the Florence Buffaloes. Let's take a look at some highlights as we recap the game as the Yeomen got on the board on their first possession. And there were not very many possessions tonight where the Yeomen did not go score a touchdown. The first one, the Yeomen started at their own 47-yard line and went four plays, a 38-yard Zach Feltz catch and run, helped out on that drive. And then it was Keaton Denio catching a 6-yard touchdown play. All right, first and goal for the Yeomen. Twin receivers to both sides. Sims and Shelton to the right. Feltz and Sheffield go left. Capriva drops back. Screen pass out to Denio at the 5, and he will race into the corner of the end zone, and the Yeomen are up just like that, 6-0. Well, the microphone cut out from the sideline. That was a 7-0 lead for the Yeomen. The defense would force the Buffaloes to punt on their next possession. The Yeomen take over at the Florence 23-yard line, and one play later, it's Keaton Denio again for the score.
And a handoff to Keaton. He will avoid a tackle at the line of scrimmage. Breaks to the outside. He's inside the 10. He scores. Touchdown, Yeomen.
That would make it a 14-0 ball game after the Michael Evon extra point. The Yeo defense would force Florence to a 3-and-out punt again. The Yeomen fumbled it on the recovery, though, and Florence would get a second try. Three plays later, they would have to punt again. The Yeomen take over at their own 12-yard line. An 88-yard Keaton Denio run was called back. A tripping penalty call that sent the Yeomen back to the 12-yard line. And a couple of plays later, it's Zach Feltz on an 87-yard touchdown catch.
The Buffaloes have everybody within about 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. No safeties at all. Capriva wants to throw, looking across the middle, got a man, Feltz. He's got it, and he is off to the races. He's across the 50, the 40, the 30. He is putting distance between the Buffaloes. Touchdown, Yeomen.
Yeo defense would force a fumble. Really not a whole lot of turnovers in this ball game. Both teams fumbled the ball one time. And the Yeomen cashed in on the fumble by Struble as they started at the Buffalo 42-yard line and would take it 8 plays on the next drive. It ended on this Aaron Sims touchdown catch. All right, Sims and Shelton go to the right side. Jalen White in the slot left. Sheffield wide left. Denio is the wing left side. Capriva will look right, throw right. Touchdown, Aaron Sims. That would put the Yeomen up 28-0 with about 6 minutes left in the first half. Yeoman would get the ball again after forcing Florence to punt, and this time they would turn the ball over on downs, and that's pretty much how the half would end. After actually there was one more score before the end of the half. It was a punt return by Tyler Sapp that covers 63 yards.
It's going to be fielded at the 33-yard line by Sapp. And he changes directions, gets up to the 40, breaks a tackle, bounces to the outside, picks up a block. He's across midfield. He's down to the 40, the 30. He's inside the 20 and down to the 15, the 10, breaks inside, and he scores.
That score would make it a 35-0 ball game as we go to halftime. Yeomen get the ball to start the second half. And they would take the ball 80 yards on 8 plays, a 35-yard Keaton Denio run, a 22-yard Jason Capriva run, and the drive was capped by this 3-yard touchdown run by Keaton Denio.
That's going to be fielded at the 33-yard line by Sapp.
From the 3, and this is Denio working to the outside. He hits a man. Spins into the end zone, touchdown, Yeoman, and it's 41-0. Yeoman weren't done in that third quarter as they would face Florence to punt after 3 plays. This time they take over at their own 34-yard line, go 66 yards, 9 plays, another long run by Denio in that drive, a 37-yarder. It ended on a 1-yard touchdown run to Colton Sheffield. This time, Kapriva sends three men to the right side, one man wide left. Anderson, the running back, to his left. Nearing the one-minute mark, Jason drops back, throws over the middle. That ball is caught. Yes, touchdown, Yeoman.
Sheffield.
I said it was a Sheffield run. It was obviously a touchdown catch by Sheffield. Yeoman would score again early in the fourth quarter as they would drive 65 yards on four plays, a 46-yard run by Dylan Raiola, and he would cap it off on a
Raiola
touchdown run.
Bangs his way in. Touchdown, Yeoman.
And it was a 56, that was Zach, not Dylan, a 56-point lead as the Yeoman go on to win it, a running clock in that fourth quarter. And the Yeoman go to 10-0 with the win here tonight and now get ready for the postseason. They have next week off in the bye week, getting that bye after winning the district and becoming the one seed. So an outright district championship, third straight as they run the table in district play. For the third straight year, and they win their 19th straight district ball game tonight. Let's select our most valuable player for the Yeoman tonight. Standards Home Health and Hospice, most valuable player. Coach?
Well, we had a quarterback who threw for four touchdowns. We had a running back that ran for 175 yards. We had one receiver catch two passes for 125 yards, and we had a defense that completely shut down 42 yards, and we had a guy return a punt. So I think the Cameron Yeoman team gets the most valuable player for this ball game. It was a team effort.
All right. Standards Home Health and Hospice, the only name you need to remember in home health and hospice care. Standards Home Health and Hospice, recognizing excellence both on and off the field. Our final score tonight, 56-0 as the Yeoman win it. And we want to say thanks to our sports team tonight, Ian Eunice, running the controls back at the ranch tonight, along with Brett Eberhardt and Dallas Reed, and Jerry Bethel, snapping the camera for KMIL.com. Jerry was actually very happy. He had a trip to Vegas planned, Jerry did, and he was afraid he was going to miss a playoff game. As it turns out, it's the bye week next week, so we'll have Jerry all along the way in the postseason taking pictures for us, posted up each week at KMIL.com. Thanks to our account executives, Denise Tao and Sherry Smitherman, plus all of the sponsors that make our broadcast possible week in and week out. Remember, Friday night finals coming your way here on the ranch tonight. Brett Eberhardt and Dallas Reed with all the scores from the Central Texas teams in action on the field tonight. And tomorrow morning, join us for the high school football scoreboard show. Dallas Reed and Buffalo Bill Whitmire will be handling the duties tomorrow. In-depth look at games across the area. That's on the air tomorrow morning starting at 7:45 here on the ranch. That will conclude our coverage of Fighting Cameron Yeoman football tonight. For Ed and Joe, I'm Rob. Again, our final Cameron 56, Florence nothing. This has been another exclusive sports presentation of KMIL 105.1 The Ranch. God bless and good night.
This has been Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch. Yo Football is brought to you by
Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, your Central Texas John Deere dealers. Stanley Lynn Autoplex, your Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer. Standards Home Healthcare and Hospice. Ebco Development. By Anderley Lumber Company, The Bling Box and Gypsy Glow Tanning. Buckholz State Bank, Cameron Branch. By Smile at the World Orthodontics. Capolino Dodd and Krebs. Budget Host Inn and Suites. By Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative. Marek Burns Laywolf Funeral Home. Mila Model Supply, your CarQuest Parts Store. By Little River Materials. Denio's Furniture, Flooring and Fireplaces. Cox AC and Heating. Texas Land Bank by Cameron Nursing Center, Rattler's Convenience Stores, Cameron Tire Store, and Citizens National Bank. Fighting Cameron Yeoman Football, another KMIL sports production.
105.1 The Ranch is KMIL Cameron Rockdale Taylor.